As you know, Cult needs new members, so we provided an actual, real, live, circumstantial experience where you can see how recruiting members can be fun and profitable.
Hey, man, I'm joining a religious cult.
Now, that's ridiculous.
Well, I'm joining it, so you gotta sign up, too.
What are you talking about?
Hey, don't fuck me on this, man. Just sign up.
No, I'm not gonna join a cult.
What do you gotta do that's so fucking important? You can't join their cult with me.
Well, I was gonna go sunbathing.
Oh, boy. No, I don't think you should do that, because the leader guy of the cult, he was rambling on during one of his speeches about the sun being bad.
You show up all sunburned, that guy's gonna be pissed at you and me.
Well, I'm not in the cult, so I don't have to worry about pissing the leader guy off.
Look, I'm starting to believe in some of the stuff the cult guy's been saying. Some of it makes a lot of sense.
Well, good, but I don't want to join the cult. I can still hang out. I just won't be in it with you.
The point is, I'm not going to have time to hang out with you because I'm going to be fucking busy with this fucking cult.
So we'll visit on weekends. We'll work it out.
No, the weekends are like the busiest time. That's when we go to flea markets and fucking malls and talk people into joining, man.
Can I just join for a little while? I told my dad I'd visit him in Florida in 3 weeks.
You'll ask them, but we gotta join now.
Well, what's the hurry?
There's a girl I wanna meet there! What the fuck's your problem?
Well, I mean, I don't really have to believe in this stuff, do I?
No. Just fucking tell everybody you believe in this shit. When they say the sun sucks, go, yeah, fuck the sun. I fucking hate it too. Wrong with
fucking cult.
I don't know, man. This is crazy.
Look, they're gonna give you clothes, they're gonna give you a free haircut, you're gonna get food.
It's not gonna be one of those weird haircuts, is it?
It's gonna be a haircut, alright? You said you need a haircut, they're gonna fucking cut your hair. You're going in saving $12. Just fucking do it!
You think the hot girl has a friend for me?
Probably. I don't, and if she doesn't, she'll go out and recruit one for you.
Well, alright. But hey, if I don't like it, I'm gonna escape, man.
Okay, that's up to you.
If you want to get involved, email join@thecult.org, and we'll set you up, too.
Just fucking do it!
Well, once again, another fucking shitty week. Monday really sucked. I got to work, and my boss told me that I didn't get everything done from last weekend.
Mr. Kennedy, the reports from last week still aren't done. What were you doing?
Tuesday, on me again. Got a fucking parking ticket.
Sir, do you realize that you were doing 120 in a school zone? They get you to please exit the vehicle.
Wednesday's hump day. That means I get fucked in the ass.
You want that raise or not?
Thursday, all I can think about is tomorrow's Friday. And on Friday, they tell me I gotta come in on the weekend.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to get you to come in on the weekend there, Sean.
Saturday, I show up to work. Nobody wants to even be here. They forgot that I was supposed to even show up. Jesus Christ, I can't even wait for Sunday night. Sunday night's all I live for. I hate this fucking place.
What the hell?
It's Sunday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's time for the What the Hell Show with Samarian and Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. Time for 2 hours of
Samarian Kennedy.
If you like what you're hearing, email me at info@rantradio.com or ICQ me at 51558 to be reminded of the show every week. Come on in and chat with the regulars on the Downnet service and the Rant Radio channel, or give us a call on our toll-free line. And now for the show you've waited 16 hours to listen to, it's What the Hell!
Alrighty, it's What the Hell. They've been waiting long enough,
and they've had a shit week. What do we think of that new fucking intro?
Yeah, tell us.
I wanted to talk to you about that. I don't think your synergy meshes with our mission statement.
You'll have to go back to your desk and rework that.
Could you imagine me in cubicle hell? If I was in cubicle hell, I'd be like, I'd be like Xerox. I'd be Xerox in cubicle hell. I'd be like that Onion article with the ninja who killed fellow employee.
Revenge.
We heard the ancient ninja death chant coming from the cubicle, but we never thought
of it. Shinto! Shinto!
He does that fucking cool, you know, Shokusugi thing with his fingers and fucks and throws ninja stars and catches them with the back of his hand and
pops
shit.
Pops up out of the cubicle, five people
like,
die.
You know, big pile of papers, and he, like, you know, disappears and disappears in the papers on the floor and shit.
Comes out of the false ceiling, drags him up. No one's
seen that one. It'd be like all aliens. Fuck, it'd be great. It'd be fucking great.
Awesome. So, welcome to the show. You are listening to the show called What the Hell.
What the Hell?
This is the live show
on Rant Radio, because we have some new people.
That's true.
We have
some new people
listening.
This is not a rebroadcast.
This is live. This is live. And if it is a rebroadcast, we'd still be saying it's live.
Live. We're really this fucking cool. So when you hear screw-ups on us, you know, talking over each other and everything, that's because it's
the way
live.
That's the way it works.
We do that.
We do that all the time. And actually, we're better than XFM, which is a local radio station.
Oh, fuck. They're brutal.
They're so bad. Fuck, they reek. I like used to listen to C-Fox, and C-Fox really pissed me off because this guy called in, and he won. He won this fucking call. It was whatever, you know, name this fucking soundbite for 10 seconds, you know. And it's like, you know, some fucking $50 gift certificate for, you know, a kick in the nuts or whatever the fuck it is.
Sounds amazing.
Because kicking the nuts are $100.
Because kicks in the nuts are $100 or
right? Well, yeah, you can get it for cheaper.
You could.
You have to.
A good quality boot and a nuts, man. I want five bases spiked toe right in your fucking
this
box.
This isn't a back alley kicking the nuts.
I want a good one.
Anyway, so,
wow.
Anyway, so the guy fucking wins. He calls in and he wins. And Larry and Willie are all like, oh, and he says, hey, you know why I won that? And they go, why? He said, because I'm a Leafs fan. Now, the thing is, Larry and Willie always hack on Leafs fans. It's like good fun, right?
Right.
Well, they're like, why did you say that? Click, and they hang up on the guy. And he doesn't win the prize. They're like, fuck you, you're not getting it.
That's what we'd do.
No, that's bullshit. I mean, if he calls up and says, yeah, I'm a Nazi, I'd be like, wow, that's like, great. What's your mailing address?
We'd like to send some things to you.
We have to send stuff to you. Please open this
in
with
packages.
Home. Yeah.
Unmarked.
Ignore the grease stain in the corner.
Drink all fluid we mail to you. And it's, you know, quickly, drink the Kool-Aid. It's like, holy fuck. And they totally, and the guy was just having fun. He's just fucking around, and they totally shut him down. I'm like, wow. Okay, first of all, that's discrimination. It's blatant discrimination. That's
why
I say,
against those Leafs
why fans. Did I know that? Because I'm black. Well, we don't like black people. Click. You know? But because you said I'm a Toronto Habs fan, then or a Toronto
it's over for
fan,
you.
Fucking click. I'm like, oh, man. And ever since then, I haven't listened to C-Fox.
We would only do that if it was Lieutenant Major Zombie.
No, even Lieutenant Major. I mean, I even still respect
him. He tried last week, but...
The fucking guy, I mean, the guy we beat on this kid relentlessly.
Yes.
I mean, who else? Like, Jesus Christ, that would have been
long
gone.
Got some news about him.
We fucking abused this guy.
Oh, yeah.
He is the whipping boy.
Whipping. Whip.
Oh, yeah. What are they saying about the new thing there?
Oh, I don't know. It's like off the screen. There's too many people, right?
You're not even paying attention.
No. That's for them.
That's your job.
That's your job.
My job is to keep everything running smoothly, not to pay attention to the IRC.
Have you listened to any of the shows in the past?
Yeah.
They run very smoothly. What are you talking about?
Yeah, very smooth.
Yeah.
Amazingly
smooth. Are you with me on this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up. Okay, so, we're going to go around the room.
And say hello.
And say hello and do the camera thing. And the webcam is up this week.
Yay!
I have managed to get the webcam up this week. So if you're one of those lucky recipients. No, because you zoom in, what are we going to get?
Yeah,
you can all walk up to the camera. That would be a different one.
This would be projectile vomit.
That's projectile vomit, man. You're seeing currently engulfing your computer screen. Yes.
No, all six people who are watching the webcam.
No, there's only three allowed.
Only three now.
And then we have...
Ronan Medic.
Go up to the camera.
You want me to go up to the camera?
You have to. Otherwise, I can't put the pictures on the page. Oh, a little bit closer. There you go. Full screen. There you go. Beautiful.
Okay, and if I'm going to have to do a good one, then I'm going to have to put my sunglasses on.
Oh,
here we go.
Sean got some expensive $500,000 Oakleys today. Yeah.
No.
He's going to talk
about
that.
Lie. That's a full lie. I paid $10 for these things.
I know.
Correction.
Oh, my God, Sean's fucking buying Oakleys. He's such a poser.
Yes, well, with all the money he gets from this show.
Yeah, with all my Rant Radio
money. Rant Radio money. You know, he gets like $10,000.
I grabbed them off the shelf.
$10,000 a rant. Can
cash
you believe?
Actual cash value, one-tenth of a cent.
One-tenth.
So about a peso.
Coupon ones. Oh, yeah. They're sexy.
Oh, very charming.
Rancid well girl's all wet now, I'm sure. She got in early on the webcam.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to go up to the webcam.
Rancid girl was going to hook up with Ronan Medic earlier, but she claimed that she didn't have time. But I personally think it's because she was afraid.
Uh-oh.
I would be. I mean, fuck, have you read what the guy wrote in the roster? I live for cult, I kill all, you know, Jesus Christ. It's like,
oh, yeah, like a day with Danzig.
What do you know? Oh, and there's Sumerian, currently filling the webcam.
There you
go. Fucking everything up. Look at him. He's like, oh, he looks like powder there because you can't see the top of his head.
Powder.
Big fucking, oh, I got a finger.
You people can't see the finger over the radio
because
it's audio.
I'm number one with Sumerian.
Absolutely.
Yep. And there's everyone. It's June 18th, isn't it?
Is it June 18th?
Very good. Let's keep track of the show.
It's show number 77.
Less than 30 days until the H2K conference in New York, where my boy, fucking Skip Radio.
Mr. Skip.
A big update. Yes, a winner has been chosen in the logo contest.
It's not so.
Big surprise. But
moreover, there's a lot of losers.
The important thing
is not that there's one winner. There's a lot of losers.
Well, no, actually, there's not a lot of losers.
No one's a loser.
No. Well, everyone says you're not the loser. You just didn't measure up. No. What I'm going to be doing, quite honestly, is let's fill everybody with what's going on. First of all, if you're a first time listener, there is a sister page to Cult, which has been up for 2 fucking months and it's already getting huge hits.
What?
The Cult page, you fucking dolt.
Sister page to Cult.
Oh, sorry. Freudian slip. Rant Radio. Sister page to Rant Radio.
Cult.org.
thecult.org.
And if you can't understand that, I'm going to type it in the IRC right now.
There you go. Multiple sensory inputs here. So what it is that we had a contest to design a logo for Sean K. Well, one has been chosen. It's going to be a big surprise who won this, actually, because the people are saying, everyone, oh, I know who won this.
It's Lieutenant Major Zombie. No.
No.
Wait.
No, it's not that big of a surprise.
Well, mind you, his crayon subscription
all my members
was
are like, fuck you,
impressive.
I leave.
Yep.
No, I've got some amazing shit, and the logos that we did get sent in will be used. They'll be used in various places. Like, we might be using them on some banners. They might be getting put on T-shirts, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's not actually going to be the official Sean Kennedy logo.
It's going to be on the tail of the Cult jet, right?
Yes, that's up on the tail. There's some really cool ones I've seen. I've seen one that was memorable. I can't remember who sent it to me. It was I have the bathroom, somewhere where there's like a man and a female. And one of them was a male sign, and it said TFM across the front, and the male sign was on fire.
That's
pretty cool. It's like some crazy shit. I think wasn't Zero Star sent that in, but there was some. I got some really good ones sent in. I had some just amazing shit sent to me. Some of them are like going to be amazing, but I did some research on the Cult clothing. And here's a Cult clothing update. The Cult clothing is coming. We're also going to be Skip Radio. Skip Radio in the IRC. Is he listening to this shit?
Don't you just wrap yourself in a white bedspread and just go out into the world? Isn't that the Cult clothing?
No. That's like, oh, and you bathe yourself with water.
Yes.
That's virgin Pampers grass, and you wrap dynamite around yourself. No. Allah Akbar.
Allah Akbar.
Wham! What the fuck was that? That was the sound of inevitability. Okay, so.
There's a stunner.
Mr. Anderson. Yeah, fuck you, womp. Oh, there it is. What, is Skip Radio in the MRC?
Well, we got to go through the MRC.
Well, let's go through the MRC. Who is in the MRC, Sam?
Well, we got, myself. Mr. Echo watching you. The gargoyles are always watching. He will kick your ass if you fuck up in the IRC, so be nice.
Be nice, or big, nasty gargoyle echo.
Oh, yeah. Boom!
Big fat crap is in the IRC.
The big fat crap is in the IRC. Welcome. You're new, because I can't pronounce your name. Farble, Format RR, FT Rooster, Gargoyle Adam. Who's new, right? Relatively.
He's new in the
IRC.
In the IRC, but he's on the page.
Welcome. Right? Intergrit, which is new in the IRC. Welcome. Nomad 316, or is it 360? 316.
Nomad 316.
It's so small, you can't even see who these names are. With these nomads and gargoyles, and you get Gargoyle N.
It's like John 316. Nomad 316.
Ah, I got it. Okay. Nomad Buck X. Oxidation. New person. Pet a Paw. New person. Welcome.
I think I've seen them before.
Pet a Paw?
Yeah, I think so.
Petapaw. Oxidation. Platinum Dragon. Returned. Yeah. Prophet Nixter. Here's the prophets. Nixter, Fork, Rancid Girl, Smokehouse, and Zerstor. Those are prophets. RetardedMonkey.com. RetardedMonkeyJobs.com is with us. I wonder if that's they actually own that. Anyway, they're new. Rev Brian. Ronan Burns. Street Preacher. Can't see the rest. Prophet Spidey, and Ox64, and Kendra. So Street Features is new.
Kendra, wow. Okay, everybody, if you are new, I've got an automated response for Cult.
That's it's amazing.
Else. It's amazing. This is auto-magic.
Auto-magically.
It auto-magically happens. What happens is if you are interested in learning more about Cult or want to like see the questionnaire to join Cult and become one of the elite people who will eventually have a place in the Nike Missile Base that we do buy where you'll be able to stay for free, which we'll be talking a little bit about that this show, too.
Oh, yeah.
And what you have to do is email join@thecult.org. And if you, just even if you're curious about what the fuck is this guy talking about,
you'll find out. It's automated response. You'll get it back in 1 second.
In 1 second.
All there.
And if you're really sexy, you'll fill it out. Remember to include the paragraph, which I put stars around, big fucking arrow saying, if you don't fill this out, you're not getting in. And you can fire it off to Kennedy at the, or Sean K at thecult.org, which is that's all in the automated response.
Apparently I missed Vampire Asmodea.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry
about that.
And Nerf Blast just joined.
Nerf Blast.
Yep.
He's new.
New.
Nerf Blast.
So, yeah, send that off. Join@thecult.org. I just put that in the IRC, and you will learn all about it.
But anyway, guys, back to the clothing. What we're going to be doing is, because I don't want to be, you know, sending weak T-shirts, because weak T-shirts suck ass.
Yeah, don't order mine.
Yeah, they suck ass. The mouse pad and the mug
were
pretty
mighty.
Ass. They're very mighty.
Yep.
But the fucking... The t-shirt licks bag.
It's good for washing your car.
In lieu of getting a lick bag t-shirt, what I wanted to do was, because every fucking website that got, I got a website t-shirt, big fucking deal. You know, big fucking deal. So what we're going to have is we're having Cult flight jackets, and we're going to have Cult hooded sweatshirts.
Flight or flak jackets?
Flight. They can be equipped with armor if you need me. But
they've got those special requests.
What's that?
They've got the hooks to hook into the flak jacket.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, really they get the slides in the back.
And yeah, it's all good. It's all good. But yeah, we're gonna have Cult flight jackets and the Cult logos, and we have this huge Cult logo that Nickster worked with me on, as well as the winner of the contest's logo on there, as well as the your clan symbol will be put on the.
Speaking of the mic, I'm gonna kill you.
Will be on the right arm. And these coats are going to go for approximately, I haven't got a nailed down price yet, but it's not going to be too much higher or lower than $150 Canadian, which
plus
is about
a pint of blood.
Yeah, plus one pint of blood written in your pledge. No, it's going to be about $150 Canadian, which is pretty much cost, including like shipping.
$150 Canadian.
$150 Canadian.
That's $100 U.S. for
yes,
you people down
for
there.
A flight
that's
jacket.
Pretty mighty.
Which is all embroidered. All
embroidered
these things are embroidered. They're not silkscreen. They're all embroidered. This is going to be fucking mighty. Yep. Now, I might go 10, 20 bucks either way. Like it might only be because I haven't got it all nailed totally down yet.
Student discounts.
Yeah, no, fuck.
Please.
I mean, this is bare bones. I'm not making any money here. But the thing is that so, and for American guys, it's gonna be like $120
total deal.
Yeah, fuck.
For American people.
And this is for like a flight jacket, so you can have whatever fucking 2600 T-shirt on you want. You can have, and also the Cult sweatshirt, which is
awesome.
The large,
hoodie?
Well, it's a hoodie. Oh yeah. Large. And the extra large hoodie sweatshirt is, it won't shrink. I'm getting like the super high quality ones that don't shrink.
Pre-shrunk.
That are like
that kind of thing.
Fucking mighty. And that's going to have embroidered shit on the sides of the hood and on the front and the back of it. And I was thinking about putting all the clans down each arm and fucking shit like that. Like,
yeah.
We haven't got it all nailed down yet, but we're just working on a deal right now with the guys who are going to be hooking it up.
Yep.
So
they're cool.
As soon as they're done, the winner of the Cult logo contest will be getting... The first one.
Is that announced next week? Or when's that?
No, that's announced when I get it done, and it's in the mail.
Oh, okay.
Okay, which hopefully, because I've also got to get some shit to Skip Radio, who's going to H2K, full circle back to Skip, who I was asking about, because we're getting Cult buttons made up.
We have
like
we have a thing about H2K I'm going to read a little bit later.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, remember that thing?
Oh, the press release.
Yeah,
oh,
Skip,
really?
Skip sent to us. So it'll fill you all in. If anybody wants to go there, meet Skip Radio and learn about H2K, the Cult, anything. Whatever.
Awesome.
Yep.
Say
Skip
hello
will
to
have
Jell-O
some stuff.
Again.
Yep.
Yeah. Say hello to Jell-O. Jell-O is a mighty speaker.
For the second time.
I wish I could go, but.
Could you please sign my
palm? I just
palm.
Can't muster up the cash to go there. And I take off the time work.
Shameless
awesome.
Plug for myself. I actually managed to get up on stage with Jell-O last time he was in Seattle.
Liar.
What do you mean, liar? I was up there, fucker.
You got
I
the
know.
Pictures too, didn't you?
Yeah,
video.
We have video footage of me
video
standing
footage.
On stage with Jell-O Biafra. It's pretty fucking amazing.
It's pretty amazing, actually.
Video and audio.
Video and audio of it. We got to rip that, actually, and put it up sometime.
Oh, there's tons of stuff we got to do.
Oh, fuck. It's
don't gross. Even tell me.
But yeah, so, and Samarian and I actually got to sit down, like, fucking having a coffee with Jell-O. It was pretty mighty.
Awesome.
And we were sitting there talking with the guy.
Signed our Palm Pilots.
Yeah, it's very
each
cool.
One was different, though. That was the interesting part.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he's pretty freaked out about the whole... The funny thing is having Jell-O at H2K is hilarious.
It's the ultimate irony. He is completely afraid of technology.
Oh, fuck. He's terrified of it.
He wouldn't sign our Palm Pilot. Are you going to use this against me?
How's this going to be? No. Don't worry. Everything's cool. Everything's cool. I suppose I should probably tell that story about how... should we tell the story about the embroidery thing? That's a pretty good story.
What part of it?
The software.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. What's happening is there's an undisclosed company who might be doing our stuff.
Yep.
And this undisclosed company was like, oh, okay, listen, we totally want to do this. We're all Canadian. We're right behind it. But the problem is that you got to have your images digitized first in order to have embroidery done. And how much is that going to cost? Well, for the big back patch, it's going to be like $270. And I'm like, because I'm fronting the cost on all this shit, right? So I'm like, oh, my God, right? And I could put it out to cult members. I could say, hey, guys, I need like $270 Canadian to fucking
do
this.
You don't want
to
do that,
do that shit. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, So he says, I worked out a deal. I said, wait a minute, who's got this software? He goes, well, the guys who do our embroidery for us. I say, so I go, what if I can get you the software?
Well, that would save us a lot of money.
Goes, well, yeah, that'd be great. I said, well, do you think we can hook something like that up? Yeah, sure. So we put it out, and some people got back to me. And next day I phoned him up, and we got two complete embroidery software programs that we're going to be talking to him about.
The power of cult.
Yeah, it's very nice. Very, very nice. So this
people helping people.
People helping people help themselves. Your tax dollars in action. Yes, yes, it's true.
There's a difference. There's results.
That's right. That's right. And the people in cult, well, you know, cult is about people. It's all about...
Trunky's a people person.
I'm a people person.
Mm-hmm.
Solid Green. It's like that show Survivor, eh? I fucking did a story on that. I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
I do not watch television, ergo, I have not seen the show Survivor.
I haven't seen it either. I don't watch television either. Somebody had to phone me and remind me. It's on.
It's on. Wednesday night. But the thing is, it's like, apparently they had a Navy SEAL who got put on this island with these fucking Friends extras. And the Friends extras, of course, they can vote you off the island. And, of course, the Navy SEAL guy was the first guy fucking gone. He's the only guy with half a clue. And everyone hates his guts, right?
Yeah.
So he got voted off. And then this old bitch who fell down and cost them some points, they voted her off. And I'm like, oh, my God, they're voting you off the island. And who was I talking to with this? I was talking to Farwell about this. We were over at his place. And he was saying, oh, man... Like, Sean, you got to watch this. You'll be screaming at your television, you know, because it just would make my head hurt so bad, you know. And, what was that Russian word for a headache?
Lumshavak.
A lumshavak. The whole fucking thing is a lumshavak. And it's just, like, so bad. So bad. And I cannot believe, like, if you can imagine, could you just imagine in your mind's eye, close your eyes for a moment, listen to the sound of my voice. You know, it's the boat, 60 seconds to go, they pull the tarps, and Sean K, the fucking man, is standing on there with all these guys. You know? First thing that happens is, oh, you got to get off the boat. Well, I grab the goddamn tarp for one thing, so I've got some shelter. You know, grab some tarps. Throw a bunch of shit in the water, make it to shore, and these assholes are going to boat me off the fucking island?
Why didn't the 50...
Oh, we don't like you.
Why didn't the SEAL just swim back, slit all nine of their throats, and declare himself the winner?
That's what would happen.
Forget eating rats, huh?
I'm so hungry I could eat a rat. Well, you go ahead and eat your fucking rat.
Okay. I got pizza coming.
Yeah, I got pizza coming. got cult. I got gargoyles flying over the island dropping pizza off to me.
Every day.
Thanks, buddy. I'll have a C-130 drop come in. Got my wearable computer. Fuck y'all.
Satellite uplink.
I got credit card, you know, retainer to executive services. Shit, I got an extraction team on route. No fucking problem.
That'll teach you for leaving your credit cards out.
There
Guess what I got on the way.
Yeah, no kidding, man. Oh, my God. Fucking Survivor. Yeah, I'd be Survivor all, but I'd be lucky if they found any.
You gotta love the fucking concept, though. I mean, it's like, you know, who wants to be on Gilligan's Island?
Who's gonna fuck?
Is that your final
one? One of them, you know, is getting paid to fuck somebody on that island. Because it's major primetime television. Oh, a big romance. Big romance. Fuck. I hate that shit, man. I hate it. Why? Oh! Ah! Television
this
sucks
is network,
so bad.
This is network television. It's not supposed to make sense. It's meant to be mind candy. Remember that?
It's fucking brutal, man. Like, the shit that they try to feed you. Like, go ahead. Look at daytime television. You have Sally and fucking Oprah and... and oh, and JJ.
And then my child decided to smoke crack, and
I love my child. My child doesn't love me, and we're all just, you know, what the fuck, man? You trailer trash bitch! Stop breathing my air, you know.
You know, you shouldn't talk like that about my parents. You know, they're your parents too.
Yeah. Oh fuck. Ah. Fucking Spike, you know? Yeah, and everyone's so concerned with pissing everybody off. That's the big bitch, eh?
Yeah.
Everyone's just,
Don't do anything.
Don't do anything. Don't, for God's sake, don't make a decision. You know? Fuck. We never had this problem when we had kings. We never had this problem with dictators. They just made a call. Maybe it was a bad call, but fuck, it was a call.
Yeah. You know? If you ever listen to Jesse Ventura, Governor Jesse Ventura, he is very, very cool to listen to because he is decisive. And
some people don't like him, but personally, I'm a big fan of his.
Oh, Jesse's
he's been amazing.
Oh, it's WWF. I mean, he's a fake and he fucking knows it.
He's also a Navy SEAL to boot, so.
What?
He's ex-Navy SEAL.
Yep.
Oh, like, fuck, he is.
No, he is.
Is he really?
He's actually ex-Navy SEAL.
Oh, big fucking deal.
Oh, I mean, he's got all
right, so he's got some boat training. Big fucking deal. I don't know. I'm not really impressed with the SEALs. I had the Rangers. I worked with the Rangers for a short period. Rangers! And, you know, below minus five, they're tit useless. I'm sure they're great in the jungle. But in a Canadian content, they suck ass, okay? They're fucking useless. Four layers of Gore-Tex these guys got.
Mm-hmm.
They won't get out of the bus. It's like, fuck off. I'm outside with a t-shirt and a fucking shovel. The mighty shovel.
Hey, we got interviewed this week, actually, on GeekNick.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought it was pretty cool enough that we could say it over the air. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it is a pretty good interview, actually.
Okay.
We're and not reading The Onion. This is our interview we did.
Shut the fuck up.
He always likes to read The Onion, which
it's
we
funny.
Don't let him anymore. It's not funny. It's funny to read. It's not funny to hear. And then they said, listen to this.
It doesn't translate well
over
the
airwaves. Translate
read it
well.
For yourself. Hit the website if you feel so inclined.
Yeah,
this is the What the Hell Show.
GeekNick.net interviews Sumerian and Sean Kennedy from Rant Radio. Early today, I had the pleasure of interviewing Sumerian Sean K from Rant Radio. Sumerian is station manager, DJ, and Sean K is the fucking man, a.k.a. Mr. Rant. Here's what we talked about. For all those people out there that don't know anything about RantRadio.com, what are you guys all about? We're about the people of the Internet and free... This is me. We are the people of the Internet and free speech. I set up this radio station because I've always wanted to get into broadcasting my views and other people's views to a wide audience. And not many people can argue with that there are many audiences larger than the Internet. A major inspiration was the somewhat cheesy Pump Up the Volume video. After seeing that, I wanted to set up a pirate radio station that broadcasts over the airwaves. My limited knowledge in electronics prevented me from setting up my own station. Sean Kay says, the purpose of Rant Radio and Cult can be summed up by one word, freedom, and of course, pissing all the right people off. How long has the radio station been on the air? Lo and behold, in December of 1998, Nullsoft, the makers of Winamp, released a piece of software called Shoutcast that on a whim I installed and almost immediately came upon the realization that my dream had come true. Rant Radio started January 3rd, 1999, and has been on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week since then. We have grown in almost a year and a half from one cable modem broadcasting 10 streams to where we'll now be able to support over 2,000 streams of station on multiple mirrors around North America.
Fuck, even I'm impressed by that. That's like...
Big, it sounds so amazing.
We're 2,000 streets, and we're growing every day. You can't stop us. We're out of fucking control. We're cutting people's lines. We're stealing phones. We got bandwidth being donated to us every fucking second. We're coming through the airways. We got birds that are carrying radio email. We got it tied to their fucking legs, and they... God, they fucking shit in your eye, and it makes little Rant Radio droppings on the fucking ground. And you go streaks of wire across, you know, in between two toilet rolls, and listen to it.
No one leaves the continent alive.
You know, what do you want here?
What kind of trouble have you had with people like the RIAA or other watchdog groups? What kind of... Sumerian, luckily, being in Canada, we're not under the scrutiny of the regulatory bodies you have in the U.S., such as the Recording Industry Association of America. The governing body of broadcasting in Canada is called the CRTC, and in the beginning of May 1999 declared that they won't regulate internet broadcasting. On one hand, it's somewhat disappointing and takes the edginess out of being a pirate radio station, but it's also liberating at the same time and let us voice our opinions freely and let us be able to promote the bands, music, and views that we want to. And there's a link there. Sean Kay says, none, they suck, they're afraid of us.
Which is more in direction to the point.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
I was just beating around the bush.
Yeah, well, that's my job.
Yeah.
I'm to the point. None, they suck, they're afraid of us.
GeekNick says, have they or anyone else tried shutting you guys down? Sumerian, nobody has even complained once about our station. We have had nothing but amazing feedback about what we're doing. See above why we can't easily be shut down. Sean Kay, no, they all suck, they're afraid of us.
And they are. They're fucking terrified.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Exactly. Some beats around the bush.
Yep.
Sean,
yep.
pulls out the shovel and whacks whatever's in the bush unconscious, and then ping! Puts his body out in the open where it can be wailed upon mightily by the Rant Radio crew.
That's right.
The rest of cult.
What's next for you guys, now that you have conquered the airwaves? Sumerian, well, I can't say we've quite conquered the digital airwaves yet, but we're trying to, and we won't give up. And if you'd like to know what's coming up next, we're forming alliances with other sites on the internet that can't be disclosed at this time, but expect big things very, very soon. One place you can check out is www.thecult.org, for which we broadcast promos. The site owner of Cult, Sean Kennedy, is a co-host along with myself for our flagship show on Rant Radio. What the Hell has been broadcasting since day one on the station is live every Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sean K. responds, 1. Build Cult to 10 million members. 2. Get everyone to send in $1. 3. Buy abandoned Nike missile base. 4. Build robots and genetically mutated two-headed cats for eventual mass destruction and take over the Earth. Sounds good to me.
Absolutely.
You just got to be a member of Cult, though. Don't lose out.
Oh, 10 million members. It's kind of like that whole
two-headed cats will be coming for you.
That's it. It's like that Jehovah's Witness thing.
It does make sense. It all fits, right?
It's so clear. It's like the Jehovah's Witness thing. Only so many of them can get into heaven. If you're not one of the 10 million, you're fucking cat food. Go Lions!
Yep, that's right. 10 million. That's all we're accepting.
We're only accepting
get in 10 quick.
Million. Get in now. We've only got 40.
Ellis from Geek News wants to know what you think of Real Doll. Sumerian, I think it's somebody respectable enough to bring home to your parents for Thanksgiving dinner. She doesn't do much in the way of contributing to housework, although I don't think she'd make much of a mess either. Sean K. says, I think I want my shovel. Is rantradio.com your full-time job? Ah, to dream. A lot of people ask me this, which is curious, since we have no banner ads or commercials on the station.
How the fuck do we make money?
I wonder where the revenue comes from.
The same thing with the dot-coms, though, eh? We're the dot-coms. We're the other dot-com. We're the ones who will survive, because we never lied.
That's right. I'm a system administrator in real life, and Rant Radio is something I take seriously.
I know. The money must come from our IPO. Wait a minute. We don't have an IPO.
That's it.
Ergo, no money.
Sean K. says, oh, yes, absolutely. No, are you fucking kidding? Nobody makes money. How the fuck can we afford our internet connection, then? What kind of lives do the Rant Radio crew have outside the radio station? Sumerian says, various jobs abound. Baby seal clubbers, reckless drivers, panhandlers, and loiterers. Sean K. says, Sean K. works for the post office and mumbles to himself about his stapler. Office Space reference.
Yeah, obviously.
Geek Nick says, do people cower in fear when you walk down the street, or do you keep a low profile and only come out at night? Sumerian says, turning people away on the street begging for autographs is a full-time job whenever us go into public, and so most of us are shut-ins until the night comes. Only in the dark can we emerge, but only under extreme layers of costume. Sean K. says, people usually think that I'm really, really intense in everyday life and say things to me like, you think too much, and why are you so angry? And, oh, God, I'm sorry, please don't kill me.
Oh, yeah.
How many people have you pissed off with Rant Radio? We'd like to piss off the world. We try really hard to make people mad, but it always seems to backfire and instead inspires them to listen to the station and think about issues we bring up on there. Sean K. says, none of the ones that matter.
Well, everyone, you know, pretty much wants to put me in jail, so, yeah. That's the goal here.
Geek News says, thanks for your time, you rock. Sumerian says, no, you rock! Thanks for the interview, and let me know when it's up. Sean K. says, Cult spreads its mighty wings to shield Geeknik against the turmoils of everyday life. Should anyone attack Geeknik, shovels will rain down from the heavens to the sound of Static X. I'm with Stupid from Wisconsin Death Trip. Excellent.
He's loser, she said. Yeah, it's very good. So it's very good.
Very good. Very good. Nuts once again.
So, okay. We're going to play a rant.
A new rant.
New.
And not only that, just before we play this rant, I'd like to say that a lot of people have been really cool with the rant situation. We tried to do
the rant situation.
Well, because guys want new rants. They're like, give us more rants. I mean, I could do fucking rants every day. I could do 12 rants a day.
Everyone send in $1.
And they'd be all over it. They'd be eating their shit up. But the thing is, that we did four. We have four sort of done. We finished one just for the show. Yep. This is probably the best one of the bunch.
That's right. That's why we put this one together half hour before the
show. But we're going to keep doing them this way so that I do, rather than ripping them from the live What the Hell show, so you guys don't get rehashed. The fucking What the Hell
show. Like, I fucking heard this one.
I heard this shit. I tuned in the show. This motherfucking selling me shit I already bought. What the fuck? It's like buying a Rich book. You know, you get the same front half of the book is all, this is what a role play is. Shut the fuck up! top, you know?
Big disclaimer, two pages. We know,
we worship the devil. Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kevin. Take her money.
Yeah, take the money. Oh, good. Here's a description of how to play a role-playing game. Great. That's half the book. Oh,
what
look,
is a role-playing
two
game?
Two new character classes, a couple new powers, and a vehicle. Right on.
And we paid how much for this?
$35.
Absolutely. Take
That's very
money.
Worth it.
Very good. Yeah, absolutely. So rather than do that, we're going to be recording fresh rants for you guys. So
fresh.
It's so fresh.
Here's a fresh rant on Rant Radio. It's Anthony Robbins. Winamp EXE has generated errors and will be closed by Windows.
What's going on? Are we still broadcasting?
No.
Is there anything happening?
Sorry. Well, we have two choices right now. We can try playing the rant again and it crashes. Or we can continue on with the show.
Play the rant again.
We're going to try again?
I have some balls.
Okay. So, for the people,
they're like, what a tease, eh? Oh, you're going to do it.
Crash.
Yeah, Sim's doing his job, keeping everything running
smooth.
Running smooth.
On par for course.
So glad we're paying you the big bucks.
That's what I'm paid for.
It is, though.
Oh, yeah.
And we get our money's worth. Let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. What's going on here?
Well,
Can anybody hear us yet? Anyone out there, please type in, I can hear you.
in the
IRC. La la la. La la la.
The thing is that
it was still a WAV file, and maybe it didn't like the WAV file for some reason, and it crashed. Please type in the IRC. Yes, we can hear you, Sumerian. I can hear you. Okay.
Okay.
We're back up.
So play it.
We're going to try it again.
Play it.
Are these people going to forgive us if it crashes again?
Oh, no. They're going to all hate us. Fuck you. We're not going to listen. They'll hate you if you don't play the fucking thing.
Probably.
Remember that raining shovels thing?
Yeah, that's going to happen. Bad. Okay. Here we go. Sean Kay on Anthony Robbins. If you hear silence, it has crashed. And please try to reconnect in right away.
What the fuck? Because you asked for it. Your pal and mine, Sean Kennedy on Rant Radio.
That's just how it works.
So for one reason or another, I'm at this place, and I have to configure this modem to hook into this computer, all right? I'm in the office, and there's a lady in there, and she's going for a job interview. And I hear she's going on, whoa, 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 whoa. And as the interview goes on, she says, oh, yeah, well, I just came back from an Anthony Robbins seminar. It was an Anthony Robbins seminar, and I redefined the goals of my life. My purpose in life is to live a joyful existence and be a happy communal person in tune with my whatever God I so choose. And the interview carries on. The interviewer gets up, leaves the room. And then I'm in the room alone with this person. So, you know, as I'm working on this modem, him here. I said, so yeah, went to an Anthony Robbins thing there. And she goes, yeah, it was great. He totally redefined my life and he explained to me the meaning of my life, which was just to live a joyful existence and be a happy communal person in tune with my whatever God I so choose. And I said, well, geez, that's really good. Say, how much are those seminars? Well, I went to the 4-day one. I got four courses on it. It was $8,000 U.S. Eight grand. To hear some guy with big fucking teeth sit there and tell you, you're a winner. I believe in you. No, I don't think so. It doesn't really work like that. Anthony Robbins is a cult with a C. You want to get away from the cult with a C, go to the cult with a K. I'll tell you you rock. Simply because you listen to Rant Radio, simply because you're a cult, I'll tell you you're great. I'll tell you you're a winner, and I'll back it up, too. If it doesn't work and you don't get the promotion you need to work, let some Ronin swing by and kick some asses. It's no problem. The fact is that you do not pay some fucking big tooth dental nightmare to sit there and tell you that you're a good fucking person. $8,000 for four sessions. No shit, he's smiling like a grinning ape, man. I haven't seen gums like that since the Arsenio Hall. Like, give me a fucking break. How in the hell can you justify going to a course for $8,000? How did you justify that? He's making a gob of money off of this shit. And why
because people need to wake up and realize that they're not fucking weak. You want to go there to feel empowered. You're paying $8,000 to get your Anthony Robbins dicks. What a load of shit. Listen, lady, you don't need Anthony Robbins. You don't need any of that shit. You just need to go fucking out somewhere, get ripped post drunk, get yourself into a fight, go back home and realize that you're an okay fucking person, okay? Run around the beach, do some shit, do some self-realization, read some books or some shit. You know, try some of the older ones, like the loud, like Tao Te Ching or some shit. I don't know, but you do not pay some fucking false prophet $8,000 to tell you you're an okay guy over 4 days. That's bullshit. I'll do it for fucking free and I'll never charge you for it. My name is Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man.
The situations and characterizations on this show are fictitious. Any transmission, reproduction, or rebroadcast of this show without express permission is prohibited. Theft of comedy material is a crime punishable by not less than 15 years in a federal penitentiary. Good night.
All right, we are back.
What the fuck
was
that?
What the hell is that?
I just found that.
Just found what?
Just found it. I do a search on for comedy under Nutella once in a while.
Really?
And I just find stuff. That was taken from another show, and I edited out the show name. Theft of comedy is a crime.
Are you serious? Was that a serious thing? Or
no,
that...
it's not serious.
Okay, I'm like...
No, it's National Lampoon Radio Hour or
bullshit.
Something.
That's bullshit. Yeah, whatever. Fox, do whatever you want.
$8,000.
That's true. Yeah, that actually happened this week.
Wow.
This fucking guy charges $8,000 for 4 days. That's $8,000 U.S. That's real money. So that's like fucking
$8,000
12,
real money.
That's like Canadian.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was $8,000 U.S. So I'm like, holy shit, you know.
For 4 days. You know what kind of binge we could go on for $12,000 Canadian for 4 days?
Fuck that. If I had $12,000, I don't fucking need Anthony fucking Robbins.
Not only that, if I had $12,000, you know the kind of shit I could buy from Russia surplus.
Oh, here we go. A. Hey, there you absolutely.
Mr. Echo, get the C-130 warmed up, baby. We're making a bit of a pickup.
Absolutely.
No a problem. Yes.
$5 in AK, you say.
Yeah, $5 in AK. No problem. Hmm. Fuck that. I get some hardware. You know, I found a Chieftain main battle tank, British main battle tank for sale.
Oh, that's not a surprise.
$80,000 U.S. It's like a $3 million tank.
Hey, you want an 84mm Carl Gustav?
No, I'd rather have the tank.
Oh, they're only $750 a piece.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. But I'd rather spend the $80,000. The Chieftain's one of the largest tanks ever built by man. Like, this thing is fucking monstrous. It should take
the best part is you'd really never have to worry about getting a parking spot.
No, or people breaking into your car. You never get towed.
Rush hour is no longer a problem.
You don't have to worry about third-party insurance. The benefits of owning a tank are absolutely phenomenal.
That mileage thing,
though.
You're
looking frantic. Are we on the air?
Yeah, people are saying we're off the air, but everything looks fine to me. Everyone was just going, we're all off the air.
Where?
But
where?
Everything looks fine. Huh? Just some people, but they're fine now.
Okay. So
it's their fault.
Did everyone hear the rant?
I'm blaming them. Oh, yeah, they heard the rant, and I think it cut off after the rant. But it's their fault, not ours. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know why. Blame it all on poor Sim.
You're a crackpipe guy.
So I got some more stuff.
Your turn.
Say, let's see.
Is it from the onion?
No, shut the fuck up. I'm not doing any more onion because you belittle me.
I don't belittle you. I just want to make sure that you don't look like a fool in front of thousands of people.
Before we move on, I just have to add that, like, I used to work in this shitty retail outlet.
Oh, this is a good
one. Oh, you want to tell
us? It's called Liquidation World.
Okay.
Liquidation World.
And we actually
What do you call it?
Lick Me World.
Lick Me World. That was my condensation.
Wait, did you just name an organization by name, Liquidation World?
Yeah.
Is that like the same way we name, like, Home Depot and all these
Home Despot.
Home Despot.
And all these different
Burger thing.
And all the stuff that you've been led to believe about Home Despot and, you know, the others. You know, it's worse at Lick Me World.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty special.
Liquidation World is just that bad.
Oh, yeah.
It's, what was the
adjective
you used? It's like, it's like a what? It rots like a fish?
The whole company is, it's like a fish. It rots from the head down.
That's totally perfect, you know.
So why does it stink so bad?
Well, that's not what I'm talking about. There was a guy there who actually went to one of those fucking Anthony Robbins seminars.
And when he came back, he was changed.
You, well, he was pretty fucked up to begin with. I mean,
well, yeah.
He's got a wife and, like, the three kids, and they're on welfare, and he was the fucking janitor at the place, and he went to the Anthony Robbins thing, and he comes back, and he's starting to tell everybody what the fuck to do because he's so pumped from this, and he's a complete loser, but, you know, he comes back, you know, with the self-confidence built up because he's been stroked for 4 days, and...
It's really funny, you know, actually. Oh, you had some stuff. Speaking of self-confidence and ego stroking, you had some shit that you'd put aside this
That's
week.
That's not what I was going to. Okay, I've got it here. Here we
but,
go.
But the bottom line is, you know, no matter how much somebody strokes your ego, unless you actually have some base sort of talent or skill to begin with, no matter how much ego stroking you go through, you're still a fucking loser.
Like, you can be all inspired to do what? I don't know what to do.
Well, there's something to be said for that. There's something to be said for that. Like, a lot of people...
No, if you have talent, self-confidence will help you achieve what you can with that talent.
Well, everyone's got talent. That's you know, everyone does. Everyone does have a talent. It may be, like, maybe some hooker's talent to give a wicked blowjob. That is still... Well, how many blowjobs have you had that have sucked?
A few.
No pun intended. Right?
There's, no comment.
There's some shitty blowjobs out there.
Quite a few.
But the fact remains that, like, if someone's got a talent and it's a God-given gift, and then they just got to have a lot of time, they got to have the guts to go out and use it. Right? You know, if you give
so
a
if good, you're good at blowjobs, share it with the world.
If you give a blowjob, by God, man, we'll see you at Burning Man 2001.
You'll be the resident.
Show up, you'll be the one saying, I fuck on the first date right here. I want to suck your cock.
They're called platers.
Yeah, what?
Platers.
What are platers?
Those are the people that get the people hard off camera before they come on camera for
pornos. Those are fluffers.
Fluffers, oh, sorry. Yes. Platers is another.
What, there's someone who gets you hard?
Yeah.
What do? They stroke your cock and shit or what?
No, I'll give you a blowjob.
Really?
Get you up some way or another.
Really?
That's their job.
To suck somebody off camera?
Yep.
You're fully joking with me.
No.
Not joking.
No.
Are you serious?
It's part of the porn industry.
It's part of the porn industry. How's that for a job?
How the fuck? How much did you get paid for that?
You never appear on camera.
Could you imagine me showing up? Yeah, I'm here for the job. You said, yeah, okay, well, we need you as a plater. Oh, a plater. This is the film industry, right? Yeah, yeah. What you do is, you see, we make some porn films. Oh.
Really?
Okay. I mean, whatever, you know.
It just said film industry on your ad.
Okay, sure. Yeah, porn. And what you have to do is you have to, well, before the guy comes on camera, you have to actually suck his cock for a few minutes. We'll be paying you about $250 a day to do this, to suck this guy's cock. Uh-huh.
Really?
Well, I mean, that's a valid offer. Before I answer that, do you have any friends or family who know you're in the office right now? No? Slit. There'd be fucking blood running down the windows, man. I'd fucking feed this guy to a wall. I'm like, wow, you're going to lose 50 pounds right fucking now.
Most of it's liquid.
Oh, by the way, yes, this is my shovel. Pang. Fuck, can you believe that? Seriously, that's a job.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy. Fucking crazy. Now you know why people are going to join cult. You know? Save the fluffers, man.
We have
save
fluffers?
The fucking fluffers.
I would have signed up earlier.
We don't have fluffers. We don't have... Fuck that. Nobody should be paid to suck somebody else's cock. Off. Well, maybe if they live that lifestyle. If they want to do that, that's fine. Jesus.
Yeah.
You know,
why don't
you go kill pimps? Wander the streets with shovels and kill pimps and trenching tools.
Looks like a Romero film at that point.
Jesus. That's fucking sick shit. Anyway, what were you going to say?
You ready for the ego pumping up, the ego stroking?
My fluffing is going to
I got two
out?
Of them.
Yeah,
I got two
go,
of them.
Yeah.
Yep. Here comes your fluffer.
There comes
mental
my fluffer.
Fluffers.
Are we going to do this every week? Is this going to be a feature?
No, this is just one time because
Sean
Kale would go insane.
Music now.
He would think he'd king of the world.
No, the
he'd get on the
is,
rooftop and go, I am Sean Kennedy.
Yeah, the funny thing is I totally don't. I still think I'm like this big fucking fat nerd. And that's the funny part. And the only thing is, though, is I say that in good... And a lot of people ask, you know, they say...
A lot of people come up to me and ask me.
And a lot of people come up and ask me. And I tell them. But when we're walking around, and everyone in the room will probably verify this, is they say, well, Sean Kay can only do that. He's not like that in real life. Actually, yeah, I am. I'm pretty wacko in real life. Like, if I see something that I think is an injustice or I'm wrong, I get... Pretty nutty.
Yeah, I've known him probably the longest out of the room, and, well, he's changed oh so much.
Yeah. To be honest with you, if I see shit that is bullshit, I'll call it. Right.
Actually, well, the technical definition is poor impulse control.
Political correctness from projectile.
I'm a sociopath, which was the last one I got, so we'll go with poor impulse control.
Hey, there
control.
You go. That works.
I'm not a sociopath. I have poor impulse control.
Besides, what did that school counselor know anyways?
Oh, yeah. My high school counselor, no shit, wanted to put me in an institution because she thought I was a threat to society.
Society. Unquote.
She was right.
No, not really.
No, not really.
I'm not a threat to society. Cult may be a threat to society.
Yes.
I didn't do shit.
True.
I'm just sitting over here.
But you're just a closet dictator.
You're not a threat to society. You're not a threat to society. Cult is no threat to society. To the status quo, maybe.
Yes.
We're just going to revamp it a little bit.
Yeah, change it.
So what's my ego? Because Sim tells me he gets fluff every day.
Oh, it's amazing. I turn it away. I go, no. He's not that good. No, I don't do that.
Seriously, though.
I just haven't been writing it down.
I'm like, bullshit. You do not get people.
So I've got proof now.
Because I don't believe that people actually think that I'm that cool. Like, I got the guys in cult are like, hey, man, how's it going? You know, and I've had people, like,
they're
I got
pretty
on
cool
ICQ.
About it,
what?
They're pretty cool about it.
I got
all
on ICQ today. I said, good morning. And he goes, hail the leader is what he fucking mails back to me. And I'm like, for a few moments, I'm staring at the screen going, I really hope this was a joke. And I go, ha, 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 give me a break, ha, 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 ha. And then he mails back to me. He's like, well, we're all cool. We're all the champions. He starts going, I'm like, okay, I really hope this guy's kidding. But if he's not, that's okay, too. We'll do that. Hard dance for everyone.
Wow.
But what is your fluff?
This one is from Justin from ICQ. Man, Sean hits everything right on the head. I've spent a lot of my time ranting about the stupidities of society. I even considered myself knowledgeable in the subject of ranting. But after I heard Sean, I realized I still had a lot to learn.
God. Well, thank you, John.
Justin.
Thank you, Justin. I touched you on the forehead.
Oh, crap. Posture. This is exactly the same guy. Sorry. Same guy twice, but that's okay.
Justin, who really thinks
this
I rock.
This is from email, so it's a little different.
Oh, I see.
I just recently discovered your stream, and I have to say it's one of the best streams I've ever found since Shoutcast was released. Sean's rants are some of the greatest things I've ever heard. Anyway, I posted a plug for your site on my site, blah, blah, blah. Keep up the good work.
Well, yeah, you have a site.
Well, okay, it's tnet.baefed.com. It really doesn't spell anything, but I'll put it in the...
Oh, fuck, just give a plug, will you?
I'll put it in the IRC. There you go. And there's
I'm
going to
go take a piss.
Somebody named
That's
Flavor...
too much information.
Flavor BC has joined Rant Radio. Thank you for joining. Are you from BC? So let's get on to some other stuff. Actually... big event coming up in a couple weeks. Very big.
Oh, yes.
Yes, very, very big. It's going to test the limits of everyone in the room here and anyone who's going to drop by or listen to us.
That is the What the Hell Marathon.
What the Hell Canada Day Marathon, because we're Canadians.
Aha, but the rest of us can come and go as we please. You stay here chained to the desk.
Very true. I have to stay up. Everyone can come and go as they please. Well, I'm going to tell everyone I know to drop in any time between the hours of 9 p.m. July 1st. That's when it starts. We're doing this big collaboration with a bunch of other radio stations, a bunch of other Canadian online radio stations. We're going to be the last in the group. I believe we're going to be doing some rebroadcasting of the other stations. Big conglomerate event kind of thing.
Do they suck?
I have no idea. It's a cool thing to do.
Yeah, but
it's one day.
There better not be any Britney Spears coming through tonight.
It's supposedly
supposed to be
all live. It's all live. Like, they're going to be talking the whole time.
Oh, okay.
So it's not going to be playing crap.
Here's
pop for 4 hours on Rant Radio.
I don't give a fuck what the reason is. If Britney Spears comes through with her speakers, there's going to be a big fuck shh, because I'm sure that everybody out there, back me up in the MIRC, you'd rather listen to
white noise.
Why?
A cult member tunes into Rant Radio and hears Britney Spears, a legitimate full song, they will go insane. I'm quite sure.
It's one of the songs.
Well, she gives great advice on
the
songs. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Oh, yeah.
Take that any way you want.
But personally, I'd rather listen to myself being disemboweled.
Oh, yeah. Your own screams.
You know what I'd love? 16 tons of
who's that screaming? It's me.
Britney Spears is... and I realized it was my own voice. and then the trumpets kicked in, and my shoes started to squeak. But anyway...
and that is lost on all of our 15-year-old listeners.
Probably. But anyway, the fact remains that what I'd love to do is I'd love to get Britney Spears, because she's only like 19.
I bet you would.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
No. But what you do is you abduct her, right? and you feed her lots of ecstasy and acid, right? And then you lock her in a room with me for, like, I don't know, 6 months. And then at the end of 6 months, she'll reemerge, right? And I'll have her, like, all mansoned right out. She'll be, like, you know, fucking Susie and the Banshees death metal singer.
And she'll be like, bad, I'm so blind good. For
but I went to the Nike missile base, and I spoke with Sean Kay, and he redefined my life as a good person, strong, and I'm supposed to live a joyful existence and worship whatever God I so choose.
How about some sunlight and some food?
There we go, you know.
And their next album's called Worshiping Cult, The Britney Spears Way.
Yeah, you know, and be like,
and wait becomes, for the videos.
Yeah. Let me guess, she becomes the official cult fluffer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, big fluffer.
She's at the door. She's at the entrance of the
then
door.
Then I'll throw her to Skip Radio, and Skip Radio can have his way with her for a while. Oh, Britney Spears went Cenobite. Oh. that's bad. She's airtight now. Anyway,
it starts July 1st, 9 p.m., which is the normal starting time, except it's going to be on Saturday, right? It's on the weekend. All the kids are out of school, so everyone should be able to tune in and stay up all night while we down Dr. Peppers. We're going to get like 10 flats
now,
or 12
here's
flats
we get
of Dr.
To see
Peppers.
How hard is hard?
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be who's fucking hard. So if you're fucking hard, what's the date again?
I'm dedicated to being there the whole time, of course.
And so am
I. And so is Sean. We haven't got any full confirmations from anybody else yet.
But bottom line means we're fucking here.
Yep, so at all costs, you'll hear our voices
so
on the air.
So if you want to know who's fucking hard, you want to know how hard Cult is, I will be representing Cult for 26 hours straight.
Yep.
All talking, maybe a couple, like two
couple
minute
songs.
A couple songs
maybe.
Here and there just so we can
once
like,
we
take
like.
A piss or whatever.
That's right.
There you go.
This is our piss song.
This is our pissing song. Hello, Dad, I'm in jail. Dad, I'm taking a piss.
Bad memories. Bad memories from last week.
Yeah,
bad
so
memories.
Anyway, but yeah, seriously, and I'm going to be freaking out for 26 hours.
Yep.
And do you think I can do it? See, that's the big thing. It's really like, fuck, is Sean?
See, the thing
is he got a shithawk for
it depends
26 hours?
On the amount of Dr. Pepper and other substances that we feed him.
That's fucking right. Because I'll just whip myself into a frenzy. Because I can't sleep for fucking 6 hours.
Yeah, that's what I was
going to
say.
It's like feeding him PCP smack and gunpowder.
The thing is, after What the Hell show, Sean goes home and lays awake at night because he's hyped up after the show.
So we've
never gone over 2 hours. What is he like at the 4-hour mark,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they built. That's a funny thing, too, with me and fucking... Ronan Medical backed us up. You know, you
actually,
have an argument.
That's the fortunate thing. We do actually have a trained paramedic on the premises.
This is not by happenstance. This is on purpose. In case Sean goes nuts.
Just in case Sean, the fucking man, blows the gasket.
And just goes boom, and the last thing.
Oh God, his head came off.
You know, it's not really cool. But
Mr. Echo has informed us that 34 people are in the IRC room. I want to get some more people in there. If you want to be in the IRC room, there's two ways about it. You can go to the Dialnet servers in the Rant Radio channel. No space, Rant Radio. Or, for the easy way to get there, go to our webpage, www.rantradio.com, and click on chat, and just type in a name. And we want to see this fill up, so come on in. So it's going to go to the Sunday night, to the regular broadcasting time, and we're going to stop at the 11 o'clock mark, like we normally do on a Sunday night.
What's the date again on this?
July 1st. Very simple to remember. July 1st. It's a Saturday.
So Saturday, July 1st.
So all those people that can't stay up normally, they can stay up and listen to the show, which is kind of cool.
So we start at 9 p.m.
9 p.m.
And we go
Saturday night.
Saturday night. And we go right the way through until the regular show.
Right the way
show.
Through to the regular ending of the show.
Fuck me. I think I'm going to have to take Monday off.
26 hours.
So. Are you fucking serious? Me for 26 hours screaming into a metal fist? Are you fucking wacko?
I'm there.
Actually, Monday is off for me.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's a holiday. It's transposed. We'll both take it off.
Okay, yeah, right? My wife will fucking freak. She's going to be like, I have to go home to my wife after this, right?
And well, she can drop by.
Yeah.
She probably will.
Sean, come home.
Sean, I've been listening to you, and are you feeling okay, honey? Yeah, fucking great!
Imagine us on the 26th hour. What are we going to be like? All hopped up on Dr. Pepper cans. We're going to make like a pyramid. We're going to make our Nike missile base pyramid thing that's built over the Nike.
Oh, yeah, it'll be fucking sexy.
Oh, yeah.
See, and that's a lot of people, you know, it started as a gag. I used to talk about the Nike missile base. I think I'm going to talk about the Nike missile base now.
Okay, yep.
The Nike missile base, let's explain what this is. Now, all over, and as a matter of fact, we're not going to be actually getting a Nike missile base.
Okay.
I thought about this. What we need to find is we need to find a place in Canada. Because you can do this in Canada, but in the States you have the ATF and all those guys, and they really fuck with you, and it's upsetting. But in Canada, we don't have that problem. Now, they also have bunkers in Canada that I do know you can buy. There are abandoned military Canadian bunkers.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How big are they?
They're huge. They're fucking
massive.
How
low? And underneath the ground?
They go down like 200 feet.
It's not bad.
They can take a nuke strike.
How's that? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's important.
Yeah. Because God knows they're going to bomb the cult. But anyway.
Yep. Focus on the cult headquarters.
Yeah, and, oh, okay, you're going to fucking dig a while because, you know, oh, look, what's that? It's robotic velociraptors. With two-headed cats. Yeah, perfect. Meow, meow, fuck you, meow. Meow, meow. Mow, mow. What the hell?
Mow.
Robo moo, cat. Moo. Yeah, okay, anyway, so what we're going to do,
wow.
In all honesty, like, next year, 2001, we're doing the Burning Man thing where we're going to be broadcasting
live.
Yeah,
that's the big thing. We should talk about that, too.
Well, okay.
Okay.
But the original goal was 1,000 members for Burning Man 2001. Now, Sim thinks I'm fucking on smack because we're going to have way more than 1,000 members.
I think
cult.
So.
Because cult's been up for 2 months and we've already got 40.
I get 500 ICQ people on my list in 4 months.
Yeah. So.
And we got a year. Over a year.
So.
Easy.
The Skip Radio is talking about issuing cards so that people can, like, be registered members. So we can have, like, an identification for you when you come to the cult pavilion, all this kind of jazz. But the idea is if we can get 1 million members.
Yeah.
And if we can get 1 million members, and this is, I'm serious now, this is no bullshit, like, I fuck around a lot, but I'm totally serious about this. What I want to do is I want to get 1 million members, and then everybody sends me $1. And all the money that gets sent in will be posted to the site. Like, they'll say who sent the buck.
Fully accountable.
Fully accountable. Everything's right there. With
there's a list of 1 million people.
Yeah.
If you choose to peruse it.
If you choose to peruse it, I'll fucking give you the database, or there'll be a database with all those names in it. And then what you do is, I'm going to buy a Nike missile base and install bunks and all this shit with this $1 million.
It'll be nice and easy. You can just type in your credit card number.
Off it goes.
$1.
I was thinking about this. Why stop with the Nike missile base? What if we were to go and set up, like, a cult bar?
Yeah,
in San
Francisco. That's the cool thing. Yeah.
And you set up a bar, which is a private club, and people would show up with their cards, and they could get into the bar. Yeah. And you have, like, coffin hotels, Japan style. They've got set up there so guys could, like, eat there. You have a gym in the back so they could shower there.
Yeah.
You have a sushi bar. Fuck, you could live there.
Yep.
You know? And,
full internet hookup.
If you were, happen to be, I wouldn't advocate this, but if you happen to be wanted.
And there's the Cenobite fetish room as well.
Well, yeah, well, it's a fetish bar. And then, if you happen to be, you know, wanted for whatever reason, we don't govern who's actually in the club. You know, it's a private club. We don't know who's there, but you could stay there for like 3 months, no fucking problem, provided you got, you know, enough cash to feed yourself from the Pay Swanson machines and shit like that. Right? And that's kind of the idea I'm thinking. I'm thinking, why not? What the fuck? They do it in Japan. And cult could be on the bleeding edge of this. Like 2,600. 2,600 could go militant.
Oh, they could.
They could, but they don't. Because they're afraid. Because they live in a totalitarian state.
Yeah, and they know they'd probably be shut down real quick. Or somebody would try to.
Yeah, and they'd rather really try to.
And
not just the MPAA.
They'd rather stay scattered, but still together, right?
Which is why if we're in Canada, I mean, there's a lot of these abandoned bases in, like, Saskatchewan and shit like that.
Yeah.
Where we could give, like, an 18-figure GPS grid that you got to get to. And if you can get north, come across the line, fuck, man, we got open arms. We'll set up shacks. I even was thinking about layout for the rooms, about how I have it all set up. Everybody gets a bunk, a bed, a living space. Fuck, it'd be amazing.
Yep.
And the neat thing is you could set it up so there'd have to be no staff. I figured out how to set it up so there's no staff.
Yeah.
You have an issued room that's told you as soon as you show up.
Yep.
And the whole thing's encased, and every single room has a little escape in you. You could have fucking awesome shit with this.
Yep.
So it's just like this total data haven.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
Yep.
And this is the eventual goal of cult, so that we want to build cult into the organization of the internet subculture and counterculture. That is the concept.
Yep.
And plus, you can scare the shit out of a lot of people, and it's kind of good fun, you know, because, I mean, imagine that, you know, one day, you got support from all over the world, you can travel, stay at people's houses, you meet all over the planet, because they're all in cult. I mean, granted, yeah, maybe it's a bit of a pipe dream, and maybe it's pretty big, but fuck, this could be a reality, like, this could be something we could really do.
Oh, easy.
What are people saying in the MRC?
I think I'm like 10 minutes behind. They're just talking about the What the Hell Marathon right now. I think I'm on a really laggy server.
Really?
That's okay. That's okay. We'll get to it. They're going, what the hell, marathon?
are they seriously or what?
Yep. Where is that? I just saw something. Oh, Rancid Girl says, I stayed up playing Nintendo until 5 a.m. and I started hearing voices.
That was Ronan's hair.
They're saying, I want
that would be your parents saying, turn the Nintendo off.
Yeah. And Skip says, I want static rather than any of that bullshit. I think people are all over the board with laggy on the RC.
Oh, Skip Radio.
Okay.
Skip Radio did show up.
Yep. Brittany belongs as a fluffer, not a singer.
Oh.
Oh. Well, let's talk about the Burning Man and
Burning Man.
That's coming together.
Now, this is something that we've been talking about. Now, this is a little bit more...
And this is, like, happening. If anything, Sean and I are going down there.
That's
we
it.
We will be there, and whoever shows up, shows up. But...
If we have to rent a fucking car and drive down there, we're going to do
But that's not how it's going to be. We're going to have at least 1,000 members down there at Burning Man.
Now, it's getting to the point where I'm pretty much going to buy a bus. I'm totally serious. You think I'm kidding. I'm totally not kidding. As a matter of fact, we'll be posting this on the cult site.
Yep.
But we're going to need the cult cruiser. And the cult cruiser, so far I've been looking at various Bluebird buses which have been available through the buy and sell. And you can get a fully functional fucking Bluebird school bus for $3,500 Canadian.
Is this the short one or the long one?
This is the big one.
The
this
big.
This is 35 foot.
I mean, the one we never took to school.
Yep. That's the one.
just as a side note before you carry on with this train of thought, read a little book called The Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test and then use that as food for thought with your bus idea.
But in any case, what I want to do is I'm going to get this bus. We're going to gut
Very
this
clever.
Bus. Half the bus is going to be living space. The other half the bus is going to be like satellite transmission and fucking all the good stuff.
Because we'll be broadcasting from Burning Man.
Yeah, and this is going
to be 24 hours a day.
And you guys know this. You guys are the first people in the MRC and listening to Rant Radio right now to realize because.
Yep.
As this approaches, this is going to be on Slashdot. This is going
It'll
to be, on...
be everywhere. We will have the largest gathering at Burning Man.
Oh, yes. Because if we can get 1,000... Okay, let's say we get 1,000 members. We're going minimums here.
Okay.
If everyone in cult fucking starts going, yeah, man, this will be huge, and they realize the vision for it, if they start talking to people, getting 1,000 members in over a year will be no problem. After a year, we should have like 10,000 members. But let's say 1,000 members go, and 10%... of that 1,000 members show up. Just 10%.
Yeah.
1 in 10 go.
Yeah.
That's 100 people showing up at Burning Man.
That's still huge.
That's fucking massive.
Huge.
And you know they're all going to be, you know, paying.
They're the hardcores.
They're going to be the fucking hardcores.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll probably be ordering their coats online.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's all going to be happening for fucking bare bones cash. You want the coat? You have to be in the cult to get one. I'll verify that you're
not
in the
only
cult.
That,
not having people who aren't in cult buying cult merchandise.
No
but
way.
Aside from wearing the cult merchandise, they'd blend right in with everybody else, so you could set up something.
Actually, not really. Can you imagine how scary it'd be to see, like, say, 80 people wandering around with cult flight jackets on?
I know, but, you know, they show up there, they're not wearing the cult stuff. And then at a pre-designated time, everybody pulls their cult gear. And all of a sudden, like, holy fuck, we've been infiltrated. And
everyone looks around and is like, ooh, cult.
So
I've
got some plans for how we're going to set up the bus. I want to have a big flat section on top of the bus we're going to use as a stage where we might see about getting, like, some music going or we
People
might
broadcast. Are asking. They don't know what Burning Man is.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
We haven't even explained it.
Wow. Maybe we should explain this. I actually have a bit of a history of the Burning Man. What the Burning Man was, I don't have the exact time it started, but apparently, as I understand it, what the Burning Man is a long time ago, there was this artist. This guy, artist had a girlfriend, and the girlfriend, of course, fucked around on him and sucked some other guy's cock.
And being an artist.
Being an artist, he was real pissed off with this.
Angst.
So he listened to way too much Nine Inch Nails, wound up going out in the middle of the Black Rock Desert in Nevada. And when he was out there, he built an effigy of the guy. Like, he built it before he went out there, because there's fuck all out there.
Yep.
He built an effigy of the guy that his girlfriend fucked, I guess.
Yeah.
And he lit it on fire. Hence, Burning Man. Now, every year since then, he's gone back out there. Or people have gone out there to, I don't know, commemorate this, just a reason to party.
It's like, oh, look, Burning Thing.
And every year they
fire
build
bright.
A bigger Burning Man. Now, you can go to the Burning Man website. Which
somebody out there, go get that.
Go get that and post it, will you?
One of the gargoyles, research that.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be fucking seconds before that shows up. gargoyle here. You know, challenge me. You know?
Yeah.
But, the Burning Man, if you check that out.
So it's a big party,
and they have,
basically, now.
And you have to buy tickets.
Party.
You have to buy tickets. Yes, you do. Yes,
I didn't know that.
No, you do.
Oh, okay.
People have to buy tickets. We don't sell tickets. If it was up to us, you'd get in for fucking free.
Yeah.
Okay? You can say when you're going that you're affiliated with us. That's fine, and we'll back you right to the fucking hilt. If it was up to me, I'd pay the whole shot, but I can't do it. You have to, and they give exact lists of things you have to bring, and this is no shit because there's nothing out there.
Oh,
like, you have to bring like
you will
water.
Die.
You will die if you do not bring this much water. You will die if you do not have adequate shelter.
You will die
if you know what I mean. So it's pretty fucking intense. And
there we go. www.burningman.com.
There you
surprise.
Go.
Surprise.
It's a big, big, there. Big shock there.
From Platinum Dragon. Thank you very much, Platinum
well
Dragon.
Well done, Platinum Dragon.
So the people who want to go, like, they'll be meeting us down there. We're probably going to show up, like, 2 days early, set up.
Oh, yeah.
And have, like, you know, the tent all set up and fucking
the broadcast going.
And
we'll trade off to all the different people in the cult to get them on the mic,
whatever they
want to say.
Yeah, for sure. I'd like to rent one of those, the fuck are they called? Things that broadcast computer pictures. Like they're like a projection television only
your
computer.
Sure, whatever. Yeah,
whatever the
projection
fuck.
Thing.
Projection thing that
make images
on the wall, but it does it from the computer. And then I like to have like a big bed sheet spread out so we can play like fucking Half-Life and have a broadcast on the side of the bus and all sorts of.
Oh yeah.
We'll be like a full geek complement. We'll wire. We'll have a LAN party happening. Bring it. We'll as things develop, we'll bring like the gear for the setup. Like we'll bring like hubs and stuff. But if you've got hubs, and we'll be setting up LAN parties down there with generators and all sorts of good shit. Generators which you can purchase from Home Depot and then return after you're done with them.
Handy, handy.
Isn't that lovely, that no questions asked return policy?
It's a great policy.
Doesn't that mean rent for free?
It is, though. It is. Fuck Valley Tool Rentals. Give me the goddamn thing. So, and that's another reason why I want the school bus, is because, I mean, how fucking cool is it to have a school bus? You know, you motorhome the shit out of it. All your buddies crawl in there. You know, we could broadcast from anywhere. Why just start with Burning Man?
As long as it's got the appropriate color scheme, then, you know, you're fully open to, like, pulling out the shovel for a Partridge Family reference somebody makes.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Fully equipped with
shovel. The way I'm thinking about it is I'm going to have it matte black. Not shiny, just matte black. And on one side of the bus, it says www.ranradio.com. On the other side of the bus, it says www.thecult.org. And we have two cross shovels as the hood ornament on the front of the bus.
Almighty.
It'd be mighty. It'd be just amazing.
We won't be putting on the cult until we get across the border.
And 4 hours later,
you have tarp that is attached to the side of the bus that you take off.
And of course, you got to have the flags up at the front, you know, the little like skull and crossbones, because we are the only true pirates on the internet.
That'd be fucking mighty.
Our
with the shovels.
It'll be like
the shovels as the crossbones.
It'll be like Priscilla.
Sexy.
It'll be like Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Somebody send that in. Somebody make a skull and crossbones with shovels, will you? Somebody fire that in. That'll be fucking great. You can get me at Kennedy.
With like.
At SeanK@thecult.org. Fire that to me. That'd be awesome.
We have
plus a full complement of like shirts, coats, all that shit. You can come down there, you can pick it up, just hang out, just fucking get on the air, say what you think of Burning Man, because at Burning Man are gonna think this is fucking mighty.
Oh yeah,
you know they're gonna think this is the shit because those guys are generally very open minded people.
So it's organized by certain people.
Oh no, it's organized. It's not just.
I thought it was just a gathering.
No, people would die. This is the Black Rock fucking desert. Okay,
right.
This is no shit. You really have to have your.
It's
shit together.
A little warm during the day. It gets a kind of cold at night.
Yeah, it's like goes below. Freezing, it rains out of the ground, turns to mud, you get stuck.
Yeah, the side of the mountain washes down and carries you back to California. It's kind of interesting.
You die. Like, it's very fucking bad.
Wow.
Yeah, you can seriously die. Like, it starts to rain, stop your vehicle.
Wait
for the ground to turn to mud, go back hard, and then carry on.
Yeah,
otherwise, if you dig in, you'll bury the whole truck and you'll die.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
the Black Rock Desert, that's right. It's just like Arizona, only drier and more bleak.
Yeah, this is, when we say there's nothing there, it's imagine the Arizona salt flats. Like, fucking void. Okay, void.
Salt. Yeah,
Nothing there. Okay, gone.
But if
which
you
is
dig
why
deep
this is so fucking cool.
But ironically enough, if you dig deep enough, you will find a slot machine.
Yeah. And people betting whether or not you would have found it. Which is totally funny.
I found this old abandoned mine, but it's a full-blown 4-star hotel.
There you go. So what else is going on? What else?
Well, we got Skip sent in a rant.
Oh. Did he?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
And we're going to play it for the first time.
For the first time. And we haven't heard it.
You've heard it here first. This is from Skip B. Sent it in.
Skip Radio. Sent it by Skip.
You betcha. So anybody else out there, if you want to send in rants, you can. You just upload them to ftp.rantradio.com and put them in the incoming folder. Don't try and ICQ them to me because that's a pain in the ass. Use FTP. Learn FTP. And if you don't know it, ask a gargoyle. Okay, here we go. Here's Skip on Rant Radio and What the Hell.
And now it's time for the one and only Skip Radio.
Hello, listeners. This is Skip Radio. Since this is my first rant, inaugural rant, I figure I'll rant about something that touches each one of our little hearts dearly. First, I want to go off about ranters.
Sean,
whose fucking idea was it, first off, to have all these little ranters and all their little rants on the air anyway?
Rant radio.
And this fucking radio station idea.
Sumerian.
And, like, all those people who sit there and tell gross,
your old
hospital
uncle
stories.
Dick.
How about the guy who makes vile
200%.
Disgusting.
Sexy.
Eerie.
Projectile.
Sounds
vomiting
into a microphone.
Hey, what about those guys who overuse sound effects?
Yeah, those guys piss me off too.
Oh, sorry.
Well, that's about it for my first rant. So just remember, us Cenobites, we can either fuck with you
or completely fuck you.
For Rant Radio, this is Skip Radio.
I think that stuff just kicked in, son, Bob.
Whoa!
I think it fully kicked in.
Skip, I hereby declare you my brother. That is amazing.
Is that funny?
That is fucking mighty. Did you hear that before?
Oh, yeah. I played before.
Oh,
all the way
man.
Through it, I'm going, wow, there's a lot of
I
special
effects on that.
I
watched some of whatever he took before he made that.
Wow,
and I totally forgave him when I heard, what about those guys
who overuse sound effects? That's fucking porn.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Skip, you slay.
That was too good.
Slay. Fuck. Oh, man. You know, and Skip is of course, going to be bringing us to H2K, so Skip's going to be getting some cheesy goodness. We're also getting buttons made up. So I'm going to get a big fistful of these. You know those really shitty, ugly little fucking buttons with pins on them? I hate them. Fuck, whatever.
Yep.
Whatever. You know, it's neat. You got something with a cult on it. Well, whatever.
Yep.
So I'm probably going to send those out for free to a bunch of people and shit like that because, you know,
right,
whatever.
People.
What's that?
The right people.
Well, fuck, you know, whatever. Guys who have been doing a lot of work, like, I want to send out, like, if I could send out free shit to, like, Smokehouse and Nixter and all these guys who've totally busted their nuts, man, I fully will, and I want to. It's just that I'm paying for it all.
That's the problem.
You know, it's true.
That's the problem with
I'm
me,
not
too.
Asking
I don't
for money. Fuck, I'm just doing it.
I'd give away something every show, but I can't because I have to pay for it all.
I mean, we're not making fucking
money
here.
Losing.
Yeah, this costs us money to do this shit, you know, so.
He's got us there.
Goodness of our heart.
Yeah, well, not well, it's a lot of ego stroking going on there.
Yeah, I mean, ego stroking.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. You know, what the hell? You know. I mean, yeah.
Wow.
No wonder I can't sleep. You know, I got a fucking 2-foot erection. What the hell are you going to do here?
Zerstor wrote up a rant. I'm not going to read it on the air because it's big. Big, big, big. But I'm going to post it in the IRC. Everyone can read it at their own time.
I think I Zerstor. Put this. Yeah, I put this on the cult page.
Okay, he ICQ'd me directly, so I don't know. Maybe it was. It was about, it says, I just wrote a huge rant on American politics and consumerism society.
Yeah, I think.
Was that the one?
Yeah, it was on the cult page, I believe.
Okay.
Any rants anybody sends me that I think are fucking mighty,
they go on
the page.
Yep.
Which is really nice. And, of course, we've been kicking everybody's ass once again for their news. We've been fucking snapping the shit out of people. We're beating everybody. We're beating Half the News Network. We beat Slashdot. Fuck. The only guys who even remotely keep up with us is Geek News. And
because they're awesome.
Because they rule.
They're very good.
We like
wink,
geek
wink,
news.
Nudge, nudge.
Ellis is probably listening right now.
Oh, yeah,
like,
he's listening.
Guys. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome, Ellis.
Ellis, we love you, Ellis. You know, it's funny, you know, because this is really cool. I did a story on this mind machine thing, you know, like the things you put on. They dazzle you with lights, and your fucking brain apparently gets psychic powers and shit. They sell these things for like $8,000 and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
anyway,
they work.
Commented,
that Tony Robbins.
If they sell them for $8,000, they must work.
They must work for that much money. And he commented on the story saying, oh, hey, I just ran a story on this. Oops. You know, sorry about that, you know. And he's apologizing to
we're
me.
We're like...
And he's apologizing to me, the guy from Geek News. Geek News fucking rules, man. Like, they've been around since all early Slashdot days. I mean, I used to go there every day. They're one of the inspirations for me to fucking run my site the way I did.
They're my daily check.
Yeah, they're on my daily checks for sure. And the guy apologized for running a story similar to mine. And I'm like, Ellis, do you have any idea how much stories I've stolen from your site? Like, I've ripped shit directly off your page, man, you know? Don't say sorry to me. Now, I felt really guilty. I'm like, oh, man, he's saying sorry, and I've been, like, robbing this guy for fucking months.
And now, Sean K. can't steal from anymore because
I can't because
Ellis reads the cult now.
Hey, asshole, you could have at least, you know, not copy and pasted my writing, you know? That's what I do on some of these. And I'm like, fuck it, I don't care.
Don't have time.
No feedback link, nothing. Fuck them. I took it from them. What are you going to do? You know, total bastard.
Holy freeware.
Oh, yeah, fuck it. Well, it's news. And it was, I mean, Ellis is a really cool guy.
Yes, like
the guy
yes,
just the guy just tuned in, and it's not just because he gave us, you know, this huge fucking feature on his page, but I mean the guy's super cool. He's all like, oh,
yeah,
wow, we really
totally
believe
in
what you're saying, and yada yada yada, and I'm halfway every time somebody, are you Sean Kennedy the fucking man, I'm half expecting them to go, he's gonna put cuffs on me, because like some of the shit we do here is crazy, you know, nuts.
Actually,
so it's very cool.
Actually, speaking about cuffs, interesting thing that I saw in the news today that or the other day that.
One day,
about 2-3 days ago, we had this lovely...
Which day was it? Was it a Wednesday or Thursday?
Was it a Wednesday or 2-3 days?
Fuck you guys.
Fuck you all.
Screw you guys.
I could start saying basically a lot.
Basically.
And basically, you know, that
basically.
Thing that whatchamacallit, that dude...
You know that guy? You know that thing that time?
That thing that whatchamacallit...
Anyway.
You know, that, anyways, basically, I was saying this basically.
Don't start that. Okay, go ahead.
Anyways.
I'm going to say something about that a little later.
Yeah. Going back to, there's a huge soccer tournament going on in Europe right now. It, as everyone knows, soccer is effectively the religion of Europe and most of the world.
And
the world. Anyhow, I have to give my kudos to the Belgian police forces for breaking up a small minor soccer riot, specifically between the fans that were involved in the England versus Germany game.
Oh, that's really bad.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I have to commend them because they only had to deport 57 people, and as opposed to last time where Belgium was taken over in 3 weeks.
Which is small pun there.
Welcome, Mellow Hot Chick.
Mellow Hot Chick.
That's her name.
Mellow Hot Chick.
Mellow Hot Chick.
We need more women in cult, man. Where's all the pussy in cult?
Jesus.
You know, we got no pussy in cult.
We got a few.
No, we don't. We have one.
One? Okay. What about...
Well, she's a sexy bitch. But no.
Sexy bitch. What about the other one, her friend?
Playboy Bunny?
Playboy Bunny.
She's afraid of me.
She's afraid of you.
She's afraid of all of us.
Okay.
But she likes you, Sim.
Yeah, no, it's Rancid Girl who wants the war.
Yeah. Well, then
if you go to Burning Man, I can make sure that you have your way with him.
Love a private tent. Private viewings.
What are you talking about? He'd be out in the open desert.
Be out in the open desert. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, oh my gosh, what are they advocating? They're advocating free sex on Rant Radio.
Oh my god.
Everybody's
live welcome. And streaming.
Live and streaming. Sim getting fucking fluffed. But,
we got a webcam.
The What the Hell Show.
No, we're only joking. We're totally not fucking hacking on the chicks, but it'd be nice if we had more women in cult, but I don't think it's
so everyone gets your girlfriends in.
Most of geek culture, I think, is male.
Yeah.
Like, they ran this big thing, you know, the feminazis are like, what about the girl hackers? And they call them scene whores and all this kind of stuff. I have a problem with calling women whores for any reason. Like, even if it's part of a title, like, just whore.
It's a really
bad
implication.
Just a bad word, you know? And,
Some guy was in the IRC when we were off the air. Well, not off the air, but not doing the show. It was a guy named called Acid Sex, and he says, by the way, the show rocks. I got my whole dorm listening. And they're from Northern Kentucky University.
Excellent.
Northern Kentucky.
University.
That's where fucking sour mash bourbon whiskey comes from. And then they all get all fucked up down there. You imagine those fucking guys?
Jack Daniels, you. That's
so if you are listening, you will get a chance to phone in a little bit, maybe about 10 minutes or so. So they said they'd phone in if they're... So if they're listening, phone in, get all the guys together in one room and
fucking make fun
fucking
of us
go for it.
Or whatever. Do whatever you want to do.
That's right.
Says, we got a 1-800 number.
It's amazing.
But anyway, so what did they say?
That's what they said. They just said it was amazing.
Oh,
they love it.
Well, they love it. Well, what more do you want?
That's right.
Well, I thought he was going to say, I've got something to say about that. Oh, basically. That's where you're going to go.
Oh, that. Okay, that's somebody thing else. Some guy ICQ'd me the other day. He says, the station rocks. It's amazing. It's awesome. But there's just one problem. There's this guy on your station. Once in a while, he comes on. And it was this file named GHS200116. And he says basically, like, all the time.
This
and
would
it
be,
drives
of course,
me,
your
it
Uncle Dak.
And drives me insane.
It drives us insane, too.
And he says, can you do something about that?
Well, I have to hit him with a shovel.
But he doesn't do that anymore.
Yeah, because he's not here.
No, we told him. About, well, he's not here, but we did tell him about the basically. Wow. And if you listen to the later ones, he doesn't do it as much. He's calmed down. But he's not here right now.
He's not here right now.
For unknown
reasons. Plus, we threatened to cut out his
tongue. Oh, there's no reasons why he's not here right now.
We'll not get into it.
He got a what?
You want to get into it?
I'll fucking get into it.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
Are you ready?
Jump in the piss.
Oh, no. He just got pissed off. He's pissed with me. Because last time he was on the air, he was all going off about kill people and burn shit down. And we're like, Dak, Uncle Dak.
We have more than two listeners
now. You know, maybe, you know, blatant verbal threats. This is such a good idea, you know. And I tried to put it as gently as I could, but I guess he got a little pissed with that. So that's okay. You know, so he has been
Ronan at heart.
Ronan at heart. Well, he's not in cult. And he's like, yeah, I think I should kill people. And he's going to be, you can use this explosive and smear it on your
like,
cat. And we're like, Dak, you know, you don't live here. And Sim's studio here is where he lives. And we could all get fucking shot, you know. So let's not... Yeah, you know.
Unfortunately, the words "reel it in" just aren't quite in his vocabulary.
You know, so
basically, there wasn't room for it.
Basically, no, it's cool, and I love Dak. I love him to death, and he's an awesome fucking guy. but I guess he was a little pissed about that. Well, I'm totally not censoring the guy.
No,
it's just
no,
just don't
specific threats.
People to start killing specific people. You know,
no,
I mean,
there's a little more to it than that. There's also the Luddite thing. I mean, he's just absolutely, adamantly opposed to being a part of the techno culture. So
he doesn't have to be. He just puts a microphone in front of his face and
talks. Oh, yeah, and he's a wicked guy, and we're totally not slagging on one of
our
friends.
And he really adds to the show.
Don't think that we are, because everybody
really want him back.
we want him back. We do. We want him back.
And unfortunately, he can't hear this, so...
Yeah, because he doesn't...
It's not on the internet.
Even hooked up, and, you know, it's kind of... It is kind of...
It's kind of ironic, really.
It's kind of ironic, really. You know, I mean, the guy's...
It's like a big star of the show, and... Yeah, and everybody likes
him. And then just because I told him to calm down, he's like, I'm taking my ball and going home. And I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, well, whatever. But that's okay.
So, in
lieu of that,
we have Ronan Medic. And he got the name Medic because...
How to feel like a stand-in.
Well,
not a stand-in. You're different.
It's a backup plan.
Backup
we're
plan.
Always
cult always has
we
a backup.
Always have a backup
well,
plan.
In the all honesty, Ronan Medic is... I suppose I should probably give him a little bit of background here. Sure. Ronan Medic has been a friend of mine for like the last 15 years. I grew up with the guy. The guy spent Christmas in my house. We chewed through a lot of shit together. And the funny thing is that he's actually one of these paramedic fucking gods. Like, I need psychological help. Like, he has dreams about accidents, wakes up and looks up how to deal with them and stuff. Like, the ongoing joke was that, hi, I'm Ronan Medic, you will be okay, you know, the first aid cry. Like, in all honesty, he did a ride-along in an ambulance, a guy died, the other paramedics gave up on him, and Medic brought him back to life. No shit. Like, fucking amazing stuff. He topped the scores in BC. He's got fucking rope rescue, vehicle extraction, cliff rescue, helicopter use. Like, fuck, man, the guy's character sheet reads like a fucking Spetsnaz. So what we're doing is, and he's had a lot of time on the street. Now, we haven't got a promo for it.
We're going to play the gross hospital stories.
Are you sure you want to do that?
Yes.
That's okay.
Because
that's
I will not find it on the tape to extract it later if I don't play this.
Okay. So he's going to play the gross hospital stories, but we're going to have our very own intro for the
stories.
Oh,
we won't do that.
But
we'll just make one up on the spot here.
But Uncle.
Oh my God! What's that? It's a horrible accident! Ah! Ronan Medic doing Medic on the street.
Oh my God!
That actually hurt.
I think we should take that and just use that.
Just use this straight there. Have okay, some music in behind
you
know, it. You're good to go.
Oh, I see. I,
so
I,
what's
I get
your
a,
story, Medic? What's your story?
I get a 15-second throw together, and he's got, you know.
No, We're kidding. Oh. Fucking tell a story.
Well, let's see. This should be rather interesting. I won't try and steal Uncle Dak's little thunder, so I'll try and tell a story that doesn't involve a hospital. I'll tell them.
Well, it's because you don't work in a hospital. You're a paramedic.
Well, I scrape people off the street.
Yeah, that's why it's Ronan Medic from the street. Uh-huh. Tales from the street.
Got well, it. I think I'm going to tell my very first call I got to deal with. This is a bit of a heartbreaker in some respects. I was working out of a station in up along Highway 7. That's just outside of Vancouver, out by Agassiz and that. And we get called to a call that of a
motor vehicle accident?
Yes, that's correct.
So let's just speed this along here. You're up on the highway there, and you get called to an accident. That
yep. Okay. Anyways, it turns out it's just a one vehicle motor vehicle accident that lost control and went into the side of a cliff.
What, on a highway?
On a highway.
The guy gives fucking right on.
Well, we find out the history later on that what it was a pair of, as the parents, coming home from Vancouver, completely cut.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, they pick up their daughter in Maple Ridge.
That's good.
Yeah, and of course, she's just a little two-year-old.
Oh, that's this is getting better.
Oh, this is getting, it gets better yet. Oh, they put her into her seat, which is, of course, one of those specialty seats with the straps.
Oh, yeah, here we
well,
go.
Well, and of course, lo and behold, as luck would have it, the parents don't do the straps correctly, kind of wind it up.
That's because they're drunk.
That's because they're completely
right,
cut.
Picking up their kid.
Right. So anyways, they're doing they're going along a really windy stretch of the highway. And as luck would have it, the father loses control.
Oh, no shit. Because he's drunk.
Because he's drunk. And cuts across two lanes of traffic and smashes into...
There's a cliff.
And
whack!
And there's a ditch, and then there's this rock enfacement. Bang, straight into a cliff.
Perfect.
Well, we arrive on scene. And
who's we?
Who's we? Myself, let's see, the Hatsik Fire Department, and as well as my partner at the time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We arrive on scene. We come there. The two parents, they're fine. They were so drunk, so low.
Of course.
They're fine. The speedometer broke
at
115 kilometers an hour. That's when the speedometer broke. So he was doing...
At least 115.
He was doing at least 115 before he slammed on the brakes and hit the side of the vehicle.
Oh, that's perfect.
And, of course, it's only about 70, 80 K down that side of the highway. So he's doing at least 25, 30 over.
Hammered.
Hammered, and probably faster. Smacks into the side of the cliff. We go along, check the parents, they're fine. In the back seat, we're looking over at the girl. We're wondering, what's wrong with this girl? You know, she was dead on impact, but we couldn't figure out what's going on here. I look at her, and I realize that's when her and her little cute little pink dress and her little shiny black shoes are pointing the wrong way. What had happened was when he impacted straight into the cliff, she got thrown and her neck got caught up onto the safety belts. And it literally spun her head around doing the Linda Blair.
Oh, nice. Your mother sucks cocks in hell.
God.
Yeah. And so you can literally look and you can literally see the stretch marks.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
As it spun around.
And how old is this kid?
She was about two.
Wow. At this point, you went back.
Satisfying life.
This was call one for me.
What was the parents doing?
Oh, they were like, they were in a world all their own. They were like, oh my God, what have we done? Blah, 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 blah. And then they get called
up. They drove drunk
and killed your little girl.
And you drove your little girl.
This is when you take the body, you keep it. You wait for them to sober up, and then you bring it back, swelling and bloated, and drop it in their lap. This is your daughter! You killed your daughter, you piece of shit! Look at her head! Her head doesn't turn like this normally. Now it's dead. Oh, it came off! It's a rotting corpse, you fucking pinhead! Oh, wow, would I ever land on these people? Yeah. Look at you, Mom! Hey, Mom! Hey, Mom! You killed me, Mom! Moving her little mouth. Mommy, Mommy! You killed me, Mom! Why'd you kill me, Mom? Fuck! I'd be pissed.
Yeah, but that was call one for me at that point. We just waited for the coroner, packed up the kid, and
went
home.
That was your
first
call.
That was my very first call.
Have a day. That's either small.
It's always your first day is like the worst, always.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, man.
I was only on
brutal.
Shift maybe 2 hours at that point.
So. Fuck!
Just what it's always like.
Oh, yeah. The medic says.
And, of course, the paramedics are all making jokes about this shit, right?
Oh, yeah.
Usually it's much worse.
Here, you're lucky you didn't see your head smeared all over the wall. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, thanks, Greg, for helping out.
I think I'll be passing on my lunch break today.
I wasn't too hungry after that, but we managed to get a couple other calls that night, so it wasn't so bad.
All right. Well, it's good that you got calls. Woohoo! Another dead kid! Maybe that's a brains wheel, but I can get something to eat.
It's good that this didn't fuck him up so badly that he couldn't actually finish his shift.
Which is good. I don't know if I could do it, but hey, that's bullshit, man. Fucking show up on the highway. I'd be like, wow, all three of them are dead. Yep, all three were dead on impact. Uh-huh.
Explain the two bullet holes.
I don't know. I just got my shovel here, and I was going through my initial thing, and I hit them on the head, and they're dead now. Fuck, man, that would just make me crazy.
Well, it's time to open the phone lines.
All right, let's do the phone line thing.
So in honor of Rancid Girl's call from last week, Here's the toll-free line here that Raven did.
Welcome. 1-877-729-7268.
Okay, like, so you're sitting there at your home in your computer, and you're, like, totally doing nothing. Like, why don't you just call, like, the What the Hell Show? Because, like, there's, like, a whole bunch of guys sitting around doing nothing as well. And this is why they get together on Sunday night. So you can call 1-877, like, say rant, or 1-877-729-7268. So you could, like, speak your mind. Like, groovy.
Welcome.
What the fuck?
Because
you asked for it,
it's
your pal and mine.
No, we don't
want to
play that again.
What a tease.
Cruel.
Oh, man. Oh, brutal. So who's going to call in?
Who's going to call in? And you can discuss.
Put the number in the IRC at least?
You know what we need to hear? We haven't heard in a long time.
What's that?
The Gary Coleman promo.
You know, I've been neglecting the Gary Coleman promo.
I don't blame you. A lot of people
do. Oh, we got a caller.
But somebody saved us from the Gary Coleman promo.
You do the caller's name.
Hi, you're live on What the Hell. Who's this?
Hey, this is Asmodee.
Asmodee.
Vampire Asmodee. How you doing, buddy?
It's pretty good. How are you?
Not too bad, man. What's up?
Nothing much. I saw Boondock Saints the other night.
Oh, and what'd you think?
It was all right. It didn't have much of a plot, though.
You're fired.
Cool. You're fired. Click.
No, that's cool. That's cool.
Some guys that are pissed off at the world and just want to extract some justice.
Oh, I didn't say you'd laugh, you'd cry, it would move you on a spiritual level and change you as a person. It's just a good movie about people fucking shit up, you know. But, no, that's cool. I totally respect that. Like, if you weren't into the film, like, a lot of guys, some guys watched Armies of Darkness. Have you seen that?
Hmm?
Have you seen the movie Army of Darkness?
No, I haven't.
Oh, that's your next rental. If you thought Boondock Saints didn't have a plot, baby, let me tell you, Armies of Darkness is it's a holy film. But it's holy.
So what do you think about this Burning Man thing?
I think that's gonna be crazy.
Crazy. That sounds pretty good, eh?
Yeah.
Where are you living?
Richmond.
Rich? Oh, you're here.
Yeah, he's local.
Oh, crap. Why don't you just drop by for a show on time?
I told him that he will. One of these days when we got, when a marathon, actually.
Yeah, the marathon.
You should drop by on the marathon.
Open to all cult members.
What is that?
What?
What day is the marathon?
That is July 1st. That's
Saturday.
That's a Saturday, and it runs all the way through from 9 p.m. Saturday to 11 p.m. Sunday. So you can drop by Sunday day or Saturday night or whenever. Open invitation.
Okay, sweet. I'll probably be able to make it.
Yeah, and we'll give the addresses to cult members.
Okay.
And because they're the special people.
They're the special people.
So anybody wants to drop by for that marathon, that's cool. All
anybody
right.
that's local or wants to take either trip up from Seattle or something and hang out with the crew here, because we're going to be here all day.
And we'll give you a free Dr. Pepper if you show up.
And I'm not afraid anymore because I got an alarm system installed.
So fuck you guys.
Which pages me. And I have webcams and I will kill you.
And not only that, it pages me too.
Pages Sean too. And Sean lives a block away from me and he will kill you.
And I have a hotline to Ronan Medic and Ronan Sarian. And all the other cult local members.
Cult will descend upon you.
Not you.
Not you. No, not you.
Not you specifically, Vampire Asmodee. But in any case, so how's life other than that?
It's pretty good. I went to Nine Snails on Tuesday.
What'd you think?
I thought it was very cool.
Yeah, I got good reviews. I read some reviews about the stage show and everything.
I was on the floor. I was, like, right up 10 feet from Trent.
Whoa, crush!
As a vampire, that must have been, like, just a sexy experience for you.
Yeah, it was. It was sweet. It was awesome.
Yeah, I went last time, a while ago to the Nine Inch Nails last time he was here. It was very cool.
Right on.
When Marilyn Manson was nobody.
Yeah. I actually went to the Manson show, and I thought
Sean was there, too. So I didn't really hang out with him then, though.
But that's cool, because we weren't cool then.
Yeah.
But in any case, well, thanks for calling in. Thanks for the review, buddy. Say what the hell.
All right. That was all
right. Phone lines are back open, so.
And he used up valuable money when he lives locally, but not like I'm going to give out my telephone number anyway.
Well, they all know it. The gargoyles all know it.
Oh, yeah, somebody could go back and get my phone number if they really
they
wanted
could
to.
Post it if they really wanted to.
Yeah, don't do that, because actually I won't answer it. So,
so fuck
and
you.
And you'd have to, yeah, oh, there we go, people posting it. So the line is open right now. not my actual phone number, but the 1-800 number.
Oh, no one's gonna fuck with you. And another call.
They're really respectful. All the people that listen to the show.
No one's going to fuck with us. Are you crazy?
Yeah. Listen to the show for 2 seconds, eh?
Yeah.
Hi, you're live on What the Hell. Who's this?
This is Prophet Fork.
Hey, Prophet Fork.
Prophet Fork, my brother, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm doing pretty well. Just not feeling that great today because I haven't, you know, been getting that much sleep because we're out of school and, you know, in the summer now. So
you're taking advantage of the situation.
Attaboy.
Of course.
So you're going to go to the sleep deprivation marathon July 1st and stay up 26 hours with us?
Wasn't planning on it. It looks like a good idea. Maybe I'll do it another year.
Absolutely.
No.
So what's your beef, buddy? Why are you calling in?
I was calling in to encourage Rancid Girl to do the same.
To call in?
Yeah.
You want to hear her say like 100 times again?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'd be good, too.
like I'm calling like? No, that's cool.
Like I live in California.
Oh,
she,
come on.
She
come
didn't
on.
Do that the other time she phoned. She was just doing a rant. She was all nervous.
She's just nervous. That's fine.
That's okay. But we live in California, and it really is like that here. So.
Is it really? Is it really all fucking crazy like that down there?
It's not that bad. I just did it. But we get, you know, it's kind of like embedded in my speech, you know. I grew up with it, you know.
Yeah.
All do it.
So that's cool. That's cool.
It's a cultural thing.
So do you think you might be able to get to this Burning Man thing? What do you think about that?
I don't think so this year, but probably I want to do that, though.
You know, it's 2001, man. It's the summer, not this summer, next summer.
All right.
Lots of time to plan.
It does look pretty cool, I got to say.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go do that. And, like, anything involving fire, you know, I'm there.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
I might got a job for you.
Yeah. Prophet Fork has some minor Ronin tendencies. I got to say, Prophet Fork has been sending in some crazy. He sent in that that blend, that photograph he did.
Oh, that was cool. Yeah. That's on the page.
I'm doing my best. I got a lot of projects going on at the moment.
Oh man, everything you turn out is fucking gold. I gotta say, between you and Nixter and Smokehouse, man, we got it all sewn up.
Oh yeah, that Echo promo too.
Oh
yeah, that was great.
I mean, there's some amazing shit, and Skip Radio's doing some stuff now. It's all coming together. I'm totally stoked about this.
Well, thanks. I just think Colt's doing really well, and it's like. Place where I express myself, you know?
It is. It's a place where everybody expresses themselves.
And they can express themselves whatever they want to say.
No government, man. It's just a means of communication.
Yeah. It's just fucking cool. I love it, you know?
Right
on.
It's just like you. You can get on the air and say whatever you want right now.
Right now, baby. Right?
If you want to voice an opinion, do a rant or whatever.
Whatever.
I don't have a rant or anything, but I'd just tell Ranty Girl to call in or something.
Sure.
And
yep.
I think I'll say what the hell now.
Okay.
What the hell? Right on, baby.
Right on.
Yeah, Fork. He's a hardcore guy. That guy. Why don't we? Speaking of hardcores, why don't we play that promo for Cult that Smokehouse did? We got that handy. He did another one.
Another. Yes. This is the new one.
The new one.
Yeah.
There's
a
new one.
We're actually gonna play this and not answer the next call, or just keep on the line, keep ringing. Don't hang up. Go here. It is. This is the Smokehouse Cult promo, and it is Mighty.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit.
You think that's going to happen? You think that's the way it's going to work?
I don't think so, bitch.
These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the underground.
You fucking well bet I'm doing airborne out the window. You can suck my ass.
Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire a cop.
We'll run around blowing shit up. It'll be great. Cult is what they've always been afraid of. Motherfucker, we'll make it so your toasters don't work. We will move like the wind through the shadows of your fucking back doors. We will occupy, dominate, and destroy if need be. We are sick to death of being shit-kicked by multinational corporations. I'm not going to be a wage slave, okay? That is why Cult exists today.
We connect your calls. We drive your ambulances. We guard you while you sleep. Do not fall.
My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
What? Pity the fool who didn't like that promo.
Oh, somebody was calling in. I told them to stay on the line, but they didn't, so bleh on you.
So the phone line's free. Please call in again.
So that was Smokehouse doing that. That was amazing, especially you could hire the Cult.
Yeah,
that was perfect.
He's got it all timed in there. Like the first stuff, some of the first stuff he did was a little bit rough. And this shit he's been doing recently.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking amazing.
Well, enough practice, right? Hi, you're on What the Hell. Who's this?
This is Buck X.
Hey, Buck X.
Buck X, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Excellent.
Yeah, I got my unibrow fat bastard friend over here. He goes by the nickname of Taliesin. And he heard you talking about Armies of Darkness, and he started splooging his feet. So he's got a little something to say.
Sure.
Listen up, you primitive screwhead. This is my boomstick. That's right, Remington's Double Barrel Shotgun. S-Mart's top of the line. This sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can find it in your sporting goods section. Retails for about $109.95, has a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger. That's right. Shop smart. Shop
as smart. You got that?
Attaboy. Attaboy. Yes.
Baby.
Yes. Army of Darkness is a holy film altogether.
Shit, yes.
So, Buck X, I can't remember. Are you in cult yet?
Oh, is it? This isn't Buck X.
Yes, I'm a nomad.
Oh, this is who?
Buck X.
Oh, yeah, he's a nomad. I'm stupid. I'm sorry, man. It's getting so big now. I can't remember everybody who's in or who's not. Because I get people who email me who are telling me that the show rocks, but they're not in cult yet.
Yeah, and I've got one more announcement. I got just last week, just on Monday, I got the letter in the mail. I've been accepted to NATE.
Oh, that's right, too. Yeah, you sent me this.
The Northern Alberta Institute of Technology?
That's right.
Two-year course on computer engineering technology. I'm thinking of changing to Cenobite.
Cenobite.
Yeah, attaboy, you should be, baby. We'll set that up. Anytime you want to do a clan change, I don't like doing it because it's a big pain in the ass for me, but I will do it.
Yeah, on the page, it still says I'm from BC.
Oh, does it?
Yes.
Oh, ICQ me with the change. Sorry about that. I've been fucking crazy.
I've been from BC since the page started.
That's right. I remember you said, hey, asshole, it was the wrong fucking province. And I'm like, yeah, I'll change that.
It's one over.
I just realized you're from. Give me, just re-ICQ me with the right data, man. I'll change it tonight, I promise.
Will do.
All right, baby. Hey, that's awesome. You called in with that. And, of course, Armies of Darkness is a holy film.
It is a holy film.
Have you seen Boondock Saints yet?
I have.
And what did you think of that?
Oh, I fucking loved it.
Of course.
Excellent.
Billy Connolly was in it. I would have watched it even sooner.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Billy Connolly is fucking God.
Amazing. Right on, baby. So say what the hell?
What the fucking hell?
Attaboy.
All right.
Fuck X. Nomad. The man.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He got accepted to Nate.
Well, he's in Nomad.
Nomad Buck X or whatever the fuck is, he's going to change the sound.
I wouldn't think that would be a problem once they've determined. Like, he's up in the air, right? Nomad's up in the air,
Nomad...
He can't be up in the air forever.
Well, no. Nomad. Nomad isn't necessarily up in the air. No, Nomad isn't necessarily up in the air.
It's like you're everything.
You're part of everything, yeah.
Right. Oh, okay. Hi, you're on What the Hell? Who's this?
This is Nixter.
Hey, Nixter. How you doing, baby?
Pretty good.
Excellent.
I have seen Army of Darkness.
This is the Army of Darkness review portion of
the thing you need to see to be on the show tonight. It was a great film.
Yes, it was.
I have also seen The Life of Brian.
Yeah. Excellent film.
Ones like that.
But anyway, so what's going on, baby?
What's up? Not much, but trying to get people to get on the prophet site. Any prophet can email me and post. I can get them set up to post. It goes to, like, they post. Goes to a holding pin, and then I post it after I review it.
Excellent.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, absolutely. We should post. Are you in the MIRC right now?
Yep.
Okay, well, throw that link up for the Prophet homepage in the MIRC, buddy. And that way...
There's also a new Prophet logo at the top of that page that I'm trying to give a go over. It has fire on it with the cult symbol that's on the cult's K turned sideways, looks like a face.
Ah, I see. That's very cool. That you've done that. However, the one thing is, and that's wicked. As a matter of fact, he's done some really cool shit. Also, if you go to the site on the graph, he's got like a TFM production, all that kind of jazz. And eventually, what I would like to do, Skip, because the site does kick so much ass, is I want to see if I can set it up so that you're actually the website address will be prophets.thecult.org. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, because that'd be very, very cool.
It'll,
of course,
it's a lot easier.
Oh, yeah. Because we're going to be doing up clothing and stuff like that, we're going to stick with the original logo concepts, like for the Prophet, because we got to stick with that one uniform symbol and stuff like that. But there's lots of variants, but the official Prophet symbol is going to be staying with that kind of that face thing going on.
What's so that?
You remember the official Prophet symbol is going to always be that one that forked it up, the blue one from the cult page, because we're going to be putting on clothing, right?
Yeah.
Very cool, though. Fuck, I can see the shit you've done. But there's lots of, we're looking at it right now. We've got
that logo on every post.
I
change the color to red to match the...
Oh, yeah, the color doesn't matter. The color's not important. And on all the logos, like, we're going to be doing different colors and shit like that. But, I mean, fuck, you're doing some amazing graphics, man.
That looks pretty cool. Actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kind of looks like that MI2, Mission Impossible 2 type burning stuff.
Yeah, it does.
Steal everything. Yeah, absolutely.
Reload.
Yeah.
Absolutely, baby. So are you going to be able to make it to the Burning Man thing next year?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to try my hardest to get there and get on that bus. I might even buy a laptop to get hooked up to the LAN party.
Excellent.
There you go,
so
baby.
What I think is a good plan is that we'll have people traversing the states, picking up people as they go, other clan members. No clan members.
If you do find a clan member, please
Omaha,
pick him up.
So if Smokehouse will meet me from Chicago or wherever he's in Illinois.
Yeah.
And then we can caravan over there.
Yeah, we'll plan out, like, the routes and which people can pick up which people.
This is going to be a massive thing.
Of course, people want to get on our bus.
Everyone's going to want to fucking
go through Washington, Oregon.
Well, we're going to be doing a beeline. We can't because we've got to have enough. Because everyone's got to bring their own food and water and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a certain amount of stuff that's got to be brought. But, yeah, this will be fucking great. So definitely, everybody, you got to go check out the Prophet site. And Vampire Asmodee is going to be setting up a vampire site as well.
Excellent.
Eventually, yeah. So if anyone else wants to set up their own clan sites, by all means.
Yep.
Give me a call. We'll make you the official holder, and we'll go from there.
All right.
All right, baby. If you want to give me, if you can send me the IP address of the computer that's hosting that,
That may not work.
That may not work?
No, unless they have a static IP.
I thought of an idea for that.
Okay, well, give me an email. Give me the explanation of the idea. We'll get it.
I know how to do it.
Oh, yeah.
It goes to your server and redirects to his.
Go to a force refresh to your server.
That's right.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah, very easy. Okay. It's already done. You don't even need to do it.
All right.
Okay.
Rock on.
Say what the hell?
What the hell?
Right on.
All right. Yeah, so the way you do that is you...
Right on.
All right. Yeah, so the way you do that is you have something on the official cult page.
Yeah, the DNS.
Right? And it points to the same place that the cult's on, thecult.org. And what you type in prophet.thecult.org, and it automatically just goes to his. And you don't even notice it.
I've got to have it in the DNS, though.
Oh, yeah. That's easy.
Yeah. Well, of course.
Hi, Aaron. What the hell? Who's this?
It's like Skip Like Radio.
Like Skip Like Radio.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Not too bad, baby. I gotta love that rant you did. That's very, very sweet.
Thanks.
That was awesome.
Very cool.
Very good.
Very, very cool. You gonna be doing more of those? You gonna be doing more of those?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, we encourage people to do whatever. Graphics.
Do your own intro.
Rants.
That was cool. You did all that going in there. That was awesome, man. Very, very cool.
Cool.
I guess you must be getting ready to gear up to go to the H2K thing, eh?
Gearing up, getting all the media people together. We've been playing email tag all week. It's driving me insane, but it's working out rather nicely.
Yeah, we got the email that you forwarded us right here, right now.
Yeah, which reminds me, after we get off the phone with you, I'm going to read out the official release here about H2K so people can understand what it is about and what you're doing with it.
Yes, the official H2K press release. Ladies and gentlemen, know that Rant Radio had it first because I sent it out to them about 8 hours before anybody else got it.
Woohoo! Because that is the strength of cult.
That's right. We've got members everywhere.
The couple of things I wanted to, because you sent me an email with the picture of the ID card that you made up for cult, which I thought was fucking fantastic. I never had a chance to get back to you on it. You'll have to forgive me because I'm a bad person. But, that was very, very cool. And do you have, like, lamination gear and shit like that?
No, I need to get some, actually.
Okay. There's no rush on any of this because we don't
you
really...
You can get lamination done at pretty much a lot of... Any place that does processing of pictures, like...
Yeah, that's true. You could always just...
We have Save on Foods here. You can go and get lamination
done. Keep it totally digital. You could just come in, then we'll have to talk about that. But if you could have some sort of method of keeping a number so we could verify that that number is correct for that member, and then you email them the picture, and then they can print out the picture and laminate themselves.
Yeah.
That's actually what I was thinking.
Yeah, no cost to anyone.
No cost
to
anyone.
If you want to make yours, you make yours.
And the only thing you got to do is keep track of the numbers and database and get a copy of me so I can keep track of it.
Yeah, keep the database going, and hell, that'll work.
Yeah,
fucking
A,
man.
That's a great idea, actually.
Brainstorming on Cult Live on Rant Radio.
Look at that. Nixter is planning a carpool already for Burning Man.
Awesome.
That's excellent.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about that. You can totally shoulder that, dude. You just get back to me with whatever you want to do with that, and I'll back you on 110%.
No problem.
Also, for the H2K thing, I'm going to be setting you up with some gear, as I've told you before. We're not giving out T-shirts to a bunch of fucking lowlifes who don't know anything about cult, but we will be giving out buttons because they're cheap and I can give them out.
And I'm going to send you a lot of Rant Radio stickers that you can put anywhere you want.
Yeah,
they're
can put them all over New York.
1 foot by 1 foot stickers. It says www.rantradio.com.
9X will be pissed.
Well, 9X will be pissed.
You, yep. You put them where you feel appropriate.
So how far of a travel is it for you to go to HCK?
About an hour and a half.
Oh, really? So you're
That's
fairly close.
Good.
Yeah, I'm just outside of Philly, so all I have to do is just shoot straight up Interstate 78, and I'm right in New York.
Fucking A, man.
Oh, I only wish I could do that.
Oh, God, we want to go so
home,
bad.
He could go home for the night and then come back the next day.
Oh, I know.
We want to
go so bad, Skip. Fuck.
Jell-O, we love Jell-O.
Yeah, Jell-O's pretty much some good. I mean, he's one of the reasons why I got into ranting in the first place.
Cool.
You know, but, I mean, what we'd love to do is, we'll have to talk to you, but we'd like for you to go up to Jell-O if you ever get a chance to talk to him and say, yeah, I remember those guys whose Palm Pilots you signed? Yeah, we're part of that organization. And he'll totally know who the fuck you're talking about. He'll be like, oh.
Because he's never done that before and probably not
since. Yeah, it was in Seattle. He did it in Seattle.
Western Washington University is where he did it.
Yeah, so it's pretty funny. But I'll be giving you, like, I'm working on all the details on the cult promotional stuff right now.
All right.
So and I know I got the deadline, but you're going to be getting fucking something from me,
cool.
Even if I have to send you a big fistful of buttons. That's all. If that's all I can do, that's all I can do. But because I'm fronting the cost on all this shit, so it'll be very fucking cool, though, man. Very cool. What's give us some feedback on what press stuff you've received.
Thus far, the only thing we've been doing is getting organized. Everybody contacting each other, playing email tag, trying to figure out how we're going to set it up. Because basically, the media group has free reign to figure out what the hell to do about the media. And thus far, we got the press release sent out. We're trying to organize a thing where we have a media check-in point, and we're trying to also figure out who to send people to talk to. Ergo, instead of sending them to script kiddies, we can send them to the actual people.
Right.
So, with this press release, you put this out. When is the actual conference again?
I believe it's
July 16th.
16th, yeah.
Okay, because I want to promote this upcoming marathon thing because it's a pretty big thing. It's Canada Day, and it's all the Canadian online radio stations getting together, and I want to submit it to a whole bunch of newspapers and online places to promote the station. So I should probably get doing that pretty quick here then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. That's very cool. Give us just a rough idea. I'm just kind of curious. How do you plan to promote, like, Cult and Rant Radio during all this without trying to look like a very obvious plan? Like, I'm just wondering your idea on how you plan on doing this.
Well, actually, I've been sitting down the last couple of days trying to figure out of doing that, and thus far I'm drawing a blank, but I assure you something will be figured out.
Without looking like a crazy person.
Yeah,
I'm in a cult!
Well, it's actually not a big hassle, because what are the reporters going to ask? What are the hacker organizations?
Yeah.
You know that question's going to hit, and they're going to say, what are the
organizations? Well, there's 2600, there's cults, and you give them the website.
And yeah, I mean...
Then they'll be like, wait a minute, we've heard of 2600, but cult.
What's this cult?
Or what's this
That's
cult?
That's quite the name.
Well, this isn't just hackers, this is everybody. This is the next big thing, right?
This is the largest networking you will see in...
And this is the next step. We're the final stage. We're the 13th fucking... Oh, yeah, you can totally... You can have me in jail by the end of the night. Yeah, for sure.
So if anybody wants to help...
Picked up from Rikers Island, then.
Everyone wants to help out Mr. Echo. Is that who we're talking to again?
No, you are so fired. Oh, you're fucking fired.
Run the show, you say.
Apologize to Skip Radio.
I'm sorry, Skip. There's too many names.
Just don't worry about it.
There's only 40. Oh, you want a million?
Fucking smack you.
Okay, if anybody wants to help out Skip with suggestions how to promote Cult without looking like an insane person, just type in the IRC.
And that'll work out well. Right on, baby. I'm glad you called in. And these little Sunday night check-ins are the best way to actually get in touch with me because I'm fucking... crazy out here. I'm totally serious. Ask Sam. I've been down, and we're looking at some really cool shit for Cult. We're looking at Cult watches. Cult fucking, you name it, man. Like, it's all some very sexy kit we got going on.
All right, man.
All right, so say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on.
All right, that's it for phone calls tonight.
That's all for phone calls. Sorry, Rant Girl didn't call in.
Yep.
Sorry.
Too late. Too bad.
Sorry.
Didn't hit the redial enough.
Sorry.
And here it is. This would be the last thing of the night. I'm going to read out the press release. From Skip Radio. Hackers around the world together in New York.
Are you sure that wasn't Mr. Echo?
Wait,
Hackers around the world gather in New York City for H2K. 3,000 computer hackers are expected to attend H2K, New York City's third international hacking conference, which will be running around the clock at Hotel Pennsylvania from Friday, July 14th to Sunday, July 16th, 2000. Like its predecessors, 1994's Hope and Beyond Hope and 1997 H2K Hope 2000 will feature a network for attendees to which they may connect their own computers, music's done by DJs, videos, and forums concerning technology and its relationship with hacking. The keynote speaker for H2K will be Jello Biafra, former lead singer of punk rock band The Dead Kennedys, and current spoken word activist. Two tracks of speakers and panels on topics such as the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, and the open source community, digital security, and Napster will be running simultaneously with a third track that will be used as an open mic. H2K will also be conducting a mock trial based upon the Motion Picture Association of America's lawsuit against the conference's sponsor, 2600 Magazine, involving the placement of DCSS source code, which allows DVDs to be played on machines running Linux operating system, as well as links to the code on its website. Conference participants will be selected to serve as the judge, jury, lawyers, and witnesses for the mock trial. The actual trial date is set for July 17th. 2000, just one day after the end of H2K. Another feature at H2K will be the premiere of Freedom Downtime, the first film on 2600 Productions, a documentary chronicling the plight of hacker Kevin Mitnick, who after 5 years in prison was released January this year. For more information on this, to receive press credentials, please contact 2600 Magazine at 631-751-2600.
Very, very cool.
There you go.
Interesting.
Very, very cool.
And I think the website is www.h2k.net. I think somebody can post that in the IRC there if somebody knows. I'm sure Skip Radio knows that. So that's it for the show tonight. And we'll go down the list in the IRC if you are in there. It's Mr. Echo, Apocrypus, Bob X, Cenobite Skip, Farble, Format RR, FT Rooster, Flesh Tripper Rooster, Gargoyle Atom. What a lack of gargoyles tonight. It's just amazing. Like one, two. Well, Mr. Echo.
Better in the IRC.
Myself. Yeah, in the IRC, but they usually do show up.
They're
gargoyles.
They're gargoyles. They're always around.
Intergrit, Lieutenant Major Zombie. Oh, he made it. Matt the Rat, Narflast. Matt the Rat's new. Nomad 316, Nomad Buck X, Nomad Fourier. Oxidation, Phoenix 00, Platinum Dragon, Profits are Nixter, Fork, Rancid Girl, Smokehouse, and Zerstor. We got Ronan Burns in the house, Street Preachers, Vampire Asmodea, Zipper Boy, hey Zipper Boy, and Prophet Spidey, Ox 64, and Kendra. Apocryphus. That's how you pronounce it.
Apocryphus.
Apocryphus.
Yeah, that's,
is that a band?
No, Apocryphus is it's a Greek term. Has to do with the Bible. It has to do with the apocalypse. Apocryphus is, I believe, it's a messenger of the apocalypse. I could be wrong.
Mm. Okay.
This is back from my... wow, Sean Kennedy has demon devil lore.
It's just a bastardization of the word apocrypha, which is basically...
apocalypse.
Just stuff
basically?
That, no,
basically.
Well, it's stuff
we got to fill in for that.
That thing, you know, that thing?
It's that stuff that was in earlier versions of the complete Bible, but is...
They since edited it out.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Anyway, last plug, join at thecult.org. If you want to get involved with the cult, the fastest growing network community that is going to eventually take over the entire internet subculture and counterculture, email join, J-O-I-N, at thecult.org. Org.
It's easier than ever before.
Easier than ever before, and now you too can get on the fastest growing firefight in the world. So, that'll be very cool. And going around the room, I guess it's time to say goodbye. Let's say start with 200%. The Linda Bear Special. And then we have the man who brought you the Linda Bear Special, Ronan Medic.
Well, good night to everyone, and, oh, God, what did you bring up?
Put that back in.
Put that back
Jesus,
in.
You might need that.
Oh, God. And it's Sean K., the fucking man, saying, hey, keep your mind free, and remember to keep your head down.
Spread the virus.
Spread the virus.
This is Sumerian, and we will see all of you, and your friends, and your enemies, back listening to Rant Radio What the Hell for more cult news. Next week, 6 days, 22 hours, and we are out of here. Here's some more information on the cult. Join the cult.
Pull up a chair and grab a loved one.
You know what? I get up in the morning and I look around at the world around me. You know what I see? I see a world filled with poison. I see a world filled with venom. I see a world that got taken over by corporations. We don't have any choice left anymore. I see a world where people are being driven to the lab.
We don't want to hear that one because that's got the wrong one.
Put the Adam Sandler one in there, will you?
The Adam Sandler one?
Yes.
That's got the right one.
You're so fired.
Plus, it's funny, too.
You are fucking... God, you're fired. You fucked up so many times tonight. Jesus Christ, you forgot Skip Radio's fucking name.
I know.
Your fucking thing keeps going...
Organized, you say.
Organized, you say. You're so fired. Okay. I'm going to fucking ram this thing up your ass.
Amazing.
Oh, well. We love him. Everybody loves Sumerian. Everyone say how much they love Sumerian. You can't find it now. You can't find it. This is just carrying. About that fire thing. Holy cow. Well, what the hell just keeps on going and going, hey? The fuck? Oh, well. Where is it? Play it.
Here's Sean Kay's Day in Court.
And then
the outro. It's cool.
There we go.
Join at thecult.org.
Join at thecult.org.
All right, let's tell these people a little something about cult.
You people have been chosen to reveal our existence to the world. You will witness what happens here today, and you will tell of it later. All eyes to the front.
Now's a good time to fuck it.
Shut your fucking mouth!
Well, I'm glad I've got your attention. We gathered you here today because you people need to bear witness to the truth. The truth that is the cult. We have tried before to mention to you the fact that we were coming as an insurgence of power. You need to understand that now is the time. You were not ready before, but you better be ready now.
Now you will receive us.
Would you not ask for your poor? Are you hungry?
We do not want your tired and sick.
It is your corrupt weak clan.
It is your evil that will be shot by us.
With every breath, we shall hunt them down.
Each day, we will spill their blood till it rains down from the skies.
Do not kill. Do not rape. Do not steal. These are principles which every man of every faith can embrace.
These are not polite suggestions. These are codes of behavior. And those of you that ignore them will pay the dearest cost.
There are varying degrees of evil. We are you lesser forms of filth, not to push the bounds and cross over into true corruption, into our domain.
But if you do, one day you will look behind you and you will see we three. And on that day, you will reap it.
And we will send you to whatever God you wish.
And shepherds we shall be, for thee, my Lord, for thee. Power hath descended forth from thy hand.
We
swiftly carry out thy command. So we shall flow ever forth to thee, and teeming with souls shall it ever be.
In nomine Patri.
Et Filii. Spiritus Sancti.
There are no victims in cult.
Listen to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.